At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Donald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. That is the number that you can call. Call during the program if you're hearing this program live, or you can call if you're hearing this program on delay or via podcast, and you can record a question. We'll be taking some of those recorded questions momentarily, but I want to begin by talking about the impact of exercise on appetite. Now, first thing we got to point out is that people are not like cars. If you want a car to go, you put in the gas. So a lot of people have the idea that if they're about to exercise, they need to put on the feed bag. You know, just like if you're going to take a long car trip, you're going to fill the tank with gas. But it turns out that people are not cars, and that there's an interesting relationship between exercise and appetite. And I've found that this is the case, because I will sometimes wake up on a cold morning intending to take a bike ride, and I look at the temperature, and it's sub-freezing, and then I look at the forecast, and it says that by 10 or 11 o'clock, it's going to be a reasonable temperature, like 40-something. That's kind of my threshold for taking a comfortable ride if I'm properly clothed. But that's a lot of time between when I get up at 7 or so and the time that I leave. So the question is whether I should eat something before I go. And even if I get a little hungry, I find that the exercise actually diminishes my appetite. Now, if I do something really, really exerting, like a long-distance event, like a triathlon, I'll eat a little bit before to fuel my body, give myself some glycogen, but a light meal, not a heavy meal. Because one of the things that exercise does, you know, say you're an afternoon or evening exerciser and it's time for lunch, and you think about the exercise you're going to do later, and you're going to say, well, I'm not going to have like a big, big, heavy lunch. I'm going to have a lighter lunch because I know that I don't want to feel bogged down when I exercise in the afternoon or evening. That's the relationship between diet and appetite and exercise. It's a complex relationship. So a new study, researchers, I believe here it was in the UK, acute effect of exercise on appetite-related factors in males with obesity. And what they found is previous studies have shown that very high-intensity exercise, and I've noticed that after an event, at the end of the event, I'm not hungry. But within an hour, I'm really hungry because I've expended a lot of calories. This is a very long exercise bout. But moderate exercise, like a 30-minute workout, I'm not starving. So previous studies have shown that high-intensity exercise actually increases hunger and energy intake afterwards. But in this study, The study assessed food intake and appetite, but also measured changes in hormones to help to regulate appetite. The study showed that moderate exercise actually attenuates appetite and is a good way to fend off food cravings and make you less likely to gain weight. So exercise is not the best way to lose weight if you're on a crappy diet, but exercise influences your food choices often and may have an impact on your cravings for food, reducing them so that indirectly it makes you lose weight. Interesting study. 877-726-8255, our number. Let's take one of those recorded questions to hear it.
I'm 78 years old, a male, with bone-on-bone knee arthritis, which I am successfully keeping at a reasonable level of functionality, and some moderate cholesterol issue, which I'm working hard to lower, also with some success. But my question is, at 78 years of age, is this handful of supplements, vitamins, and herbs I'm taking every day to help with my knees, to help with my heart, and to increase my health span really doing any good? I'm sure some are, but I've also read that in our advanced years, we don't absorb our supplements as well. Am I wasting money? A little money? Or should I continue doing what I'm doing to ward off the inevitable? Thank you, Dr. Hoff.
Okay, well, this sounds like a typical day in the office for me, because that's what I see patients, and I'm often confronted with this dilemma. People bring in big sacks of supplements, and they say, do I need to take all these things? Are they doing any good for me? And, you know, sometimes we give them a shave and a haircut. We'll sort of Marie Kondo them and say, well, you know, you don't need to take all these things, and maybe some of these things are superfluous. So it's kind of an amorphous question. You could argue on the one hand that as you age, you encounter conditions which are irreversible, like changes in the brain, changes in the heart, changes in the arteries, or changes in your knees, for which these are kind of Humpty Dumpty problems. All the king's horses and all the king's men and all the supplements in the world and even all the pharmaceutical drugs in the world can't reverse. On the other hand, you could say, as you have suggested, maybe supplements are less bioavailable as you age. Perhaps your digestive capacities are diminished and your absorption is reduced, and therefore the supplements won't do that much good. I think there is a little bit of a trend towards less absorption and bioavailability of things, but I don't think that that's something that compromises the efficacy of most supplements. But finally, you could argue that your needs for supplements could actually increase as you age. For example, it's been suggested that people need more protein as they age because the need for repair, the need for fending off sarcopenia, increases as you age. And when you're young, you can get away with a lot of things that older people can't get away with. Your immune system is in decline. You may be suffering from conditions like high blood pressure, as you mentioned, high cholesterol, and so on. And therefore, the use of certain supplements can mitigate your risk for early death from heart disease, stroke, etc., or even cancer, because there are nutrients that demonstrably have a cancer-protective effect, although nothing is a panacea against that condition. So, you know, the answer is, I disagree with the assertion that supplements may not be doing any good past a certain age. I think I personally am committed to taking a large number of supplements, and I've actually increased my supplement regimen as I've aged, because I think that there's actually need for more support rather than less. So that's my take on it. I know this is a controversial assertion, because you'll hear from some sectors, especially from vitamin skeptics, that they're of no use, they're a waste of money, and that you just make expensive urine. I certainly push back on that assertion, because if that were really true, if supplements were just a way of making expensive urine, why bother to drink water because it just comes out anyway, right? You know, just stop drinking water. I don't think that argument makes a lot of sense. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Winter is here, and so is all the coughing and sneezing it brings. Now's the time to make sure your immune system is as strong as it can be. You've heard me talk about how I've used Empower to supercharge my immune system. Now my friends at the Harmony Company have introduced a new and improved version of Empower called Empower Plus. This improved formula combines HCC, one of the most powerful mushroom extracts, with fermented wheat germ extract. Super concentrate, supercharging your immune system like never before. With more than 150 combined published research reports, Empower Plus will quickly give your immune system the super boost you need. So if you're looking for a way to handle whatever the winter throws at you, Empower Plus is the solution. For more information and to order, go to theharmonycompany.com. That's theharmonycompany.com. Or call 800-422-5518. 800-422-5518. Use coupon code HOFFMAN10 at checkout and get a 10% discount and free shipping. That's theharmonycompany.com for the new Empower Plus.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
To battle is to fight, to struggle, to overcome. And ultimately for the Marine Corps, it means to win. There is no alternative. It's not just a statement of intent. It's a promise to our nation. A promise kept for more than 2 centuries. A promise of the Marines.
Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one topic at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
I'm Riley Gaines, 12-time All-American swimmer and director of the Riley Gaines Center at the Leadership Institute. You may remember my story. I tied male swimmer Leah, formerly Will Thomas, and was forced to step aside while he accepted my trophy for a photo op. But I'm not alone. Over the past few years, women and girls have been stripped of opportunities to fairly compete in sports, denied scholarships, put in physical danger, and exposed to humiliation in locker rooms. These injustices will only accelerate if we don't speak up now. That's why I'm traveling to college campuses across America, encouraging the next generation to fight for fairness and for truth. My speeches are free and open to the public. To see if I'm speaking on a campus near you, visit RileyGainsCenter.org/events.
That's RileyGainsCenter.org/events.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Wellness is just a click away. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Challenger Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. If you care to call in and record a question. But I want to take up this subject because this subject has intrigued me for at least 30 years. I recall it must have been 30 years ago. It was in the 90s that I was invited to sit on a panel on breast cancer as a representative of natural medicine. There were eminent medical doctors from Memorial Sloan Kettering and other top research institutions, clinicians, who were talking about the latest advances in treatment for breast cancer. And I was there to talk about natural approaches. Kind of a token member of the panel, but nonetheless, the public was interested in hearing about natural stuff. And the question arose, is soy safe for patients with breast cancer? And I remember how hotly debated it was, because soy is a source of what are called isoflavones. These are estrogenic compounds. They're estrogen-like. And so maybe it's not such a great idea to give soy to a woman who has breast cancer. Or alternatively, is soy preventive against breast cancer because it was thought to be a SERM, a selective estrogen receptor modulator, of which there are examples in pharmaceutical drugs. There's tamoxifen, of course, which is used to prevent breast cancer. Well, tamoxifen is estrogenic, but it is a selective estrogen receptor modulator, which means that it's estrogen-like, but it fools the receptor into thinking that estrogen is there, and it blocks the receptor and closes off the receptor to other sources of estrogen. But it manipulates the estrogen receptor. And we also know that there's some studies that show that soy may be helpful for bone density. Soy is often used for menopausal hot flashes, and it works for some women. Some women swear that their hot flashes are improved when they take soy isoflavones or have a high soy diet. So the question has plagued us in this field. Those of us who treat women at risk for breast cancer, have had breast cancer, concerned about the risk of breast cancer, use soy or avoid soy. So a new study is in, and it's a systematic review and meta-analysis of randomized controlled trials, which are the highest standard of evidence. It's looking at a bunch of studies that look at the influence of isoflavones on cancer, specifically breast cancer. And what they found is that soy isoflavones have healthy benefits similar to the hormone estrogen. In other words, increasing bone density, addressing hot flashes. But none of these studies suggested, or the overall thrust of these studies, was that soy did not increase the risk of cancer. It did not have an adverse effect in terms of the risk of cancer because they measured its estrogenicity. They looked at endometrial thickness, in other words, the potential for the lining of the uterus to proliferate. They looked at estradiol levels, blood levels of circulating estrogen. They looked at FSH, which is a marker for menopause. and they looked at vaginal maturation index. And they chose these measures because they're said to be known, they're said to be affected by the hormone estrogen, and were evaluated in many trials involving isoflavones to find out if really how estrogenic are they in a potentially bad way. And the answer is no problem. So this, again, is a sign that there may be more benefits than drawbacks to the use of soy isoflavones. In addition, there are other studies that suggest that either it's the soy isoflavones or other ingredients within soy that have, may have anti-cancer effects. Soy has tyrosine kinase inhibition effects, which is another pathway for cancer. And there's some studies that show that soy intake may reduce the incidence, not just of breast cancer, prostate cancer in men, but definitely some studies pointing that direction, but also even other non-hormonal cancers like lung cancers. So reassuring study on soy isoflavones suggesting that they may indeed be safe to use. You've heard me talk for years about the breakthrough health benefits of CBD. I really think CBD is one of the big innovations in terms of supplements that we can now obtain over the counter. Now our friends at CB Sciences, makers of award-winning CBD products, have developed an innovative suite of non-CBD options for those who prefer not to use CBD that mimic CBD's healthful effects. CB Sciences' new Plus Health CBD free line of gummies and capsules, the Plus Health Clarity gummies, are packed with DMAE, lion's mane, and rhodiola, designed to boost your cognitive performance. We talked earlier about dementia, cognitive decline, and the high-tech solutions that are being offered. Well, here's some natural solutions readily available. You can enhance memory, provide natural energy, or if you need a little peace and calm, you can try the Plus Health Peace Gummies or the Reshape Capsules, which are packed with powerful ingredients like berberine and OEA to support metabolic health. To order, head over to pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Plus Health non-CBD collection. All right, our number, 877-726-8255. When we return, more of Intelligent Medicine and your phone calls. I'm Dr. Oliver.
You've been keeping track of the Trump scorecard, the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. In only a few weeks, border crossings have plummeted, DEI programs canceled, Mexico caved, Canada caved, Panama caved, and Doge is saving billions. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The Donald Trump agenda is bigger, bolder, and more extravagant than one can even imagine. Is the president about to make the impossible possible? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
More than 6 million Americans are living with Alzheimer's disease, and two-thirds are women. Hi, I'm Maryland Delegate Cherie Sample Hughes, Chair for Women in Government. Alzheimer's disease progresses slowly over 10 to 20 years in stages. Recognizing symptoms early could help make a difference. A timely diagnosis may allow for more options, including access to emerging care. Speak with your doctor to see if testing is the right next step for you and your family. Find more information at womeningovernment.org.
Did you know? VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served.
My message to veterans, active duty, retired, is that really seriously look at the VA home loan program. I've done it 3 times now, so I'm a repeat customer. We found a house here that we felt would be a great environment for our children to grow up in. It has been transformational to my family.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
The National Wild Turkey Federation 26th Annual Redding Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 1st at the Senior Citizens Center at 2290 Benton Drive in Redding. Doors open at 4:30 p.m. and dinner will be served at 6:30. Tickets and sponsorship tables are available by calling 530-526-8350 or get your tickets online at nwtf.org/events.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click Apply Now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255. Gets you into the doctor's office, so let's hear one of those questions.
Hey, this is Rebecca. I've been taking vitamin B and vitamin B complex, and I recently looked at one of the B complexes that I've been taking, and it hardly has any vitamin B in it at all. It doesn't have any vitamin B2. I can't remember if it had vitamin B1 or not, but it had maybe like 3 of the vitamin Bs in it. So just because it says B complex does not mean it's really an adequate B complex. So I just wanted to call that to your attention, and maybe you want to call it to the public's attention too.
Okay. Yeah, you know, that's an interesting question because B complex roughly refers to the vitamins that we group together kind of arbitrarily because there's nothing in nature that separates them from the A's or the C's or the D's, but they have some common characteristics. They participate in energy metabolism and a variety of things. And so you got thiamine, B1, you've got riboflavin, B2, you've got niacin or niacinamide, B3, you've got folate, sometimes referred to as B4, you've got pantothenic acid, B5, and you've got pyridoxin, which is B6. And then you've got some other things that are kind of sometimes considered B vitamins, like choline and some others, you know, like biotin. which are not really B vitamins, but they're sometimes thrown together in that category and included in B complex formulas. And so if you truly want a B complex, you need all of those things in significant amounts. Now, there's no regulation that stipulates that vitamin companies have to meet a certain threshold to call a supplement B complex. There are other products that are called methyl B, and they specifically contain B6 folate. Oh, of course, I forgot to mention, very importantly, vitamin B12, cyanocobalamin, or vitamin B12 in some of its other forms. That's a very important member of the B family. So the methyl formulas have folate, B12, and B6, and sometimes a little riboflavin because that may participate in the methylation pathway. And so they may not include some of those other things. So buyer beware. And, again, I point you in the direction of FullScript, which is our online vitamin store, drhoffmanstore.com, where you get the highest quality supplements, and they're reliable. And the label claims are true, and they've been vetted by a team of healthcare professionals, including yours truly, to make sure that they're the real deal. So drhoffmanstore.com is an opportunity to make sure you get those. All right. This item, sometimes there's malpractice, and, malpractice is unfortunate because doctors make mistakes. We all make mistakes. I mean, unfortunately, as was evidenced by the terrible plane crash in Washington, D.C. last month. And mistakes are sometimes punished instead of evaluated. I mean, there should be a penalty for outright malfeasance, neglect, malice. But in some cases, a mistake can occur. You're doing thousands and thousands of procedures. And sometimes there is a risk of a mistake or a failure, and then there's a big malpractice suit. But here's a particularly egregious case. Family alleges cover-up in case of patient who died after having his liver removed. Now, the fact is that you cannot survive without a liver. You can survive without certain organs. You can survive without one kidney, you can survive without a gallbladder, you can even survive with a portion of your liver removed, you can survive with a portion of your pancreas removed, you can't survive without a pancreas, you can survive without a spleen. A lot of people have had their spleens removed, and they're doing fine. But if you remove the liver, that's a no-no. The widow of William Bryan, the man who allegedly was killed after surgeon removed his liver. Why did he remove his liver? He mistook it for his spleen. We learned early on in anatomy that the spleen looks a little like the liver. It's a kind of a brownish color, but it's on the other side of the body. The spleen is generally on your left, and the liver is on your right. So it's an entirely different place. This surgeon removed this poor patient's liver instead of his spleen, and the family has rightfully filed a wrongful death lawsuit against the doctor, hospital, and health system involved. And they're, what makes it worse, it's not so much the incident, it's the cover-up. A cover-up by hospital leadership. They basically came up with a cover-up excuse for why Mr. Bryan passed away. What they said was, they said, quote, your husband died from a splenic artery aneurysm. And they told the medical examiner's office basically the same thing. Wow. But an autopsy was completed. The medical examiner had ruled Mr. Bryan's death a homicide, with the cause of death being surgical removal of the liver. That's pretty egregious. By a surgeon named Thomas Shaknovsky, who has previous incidences of seeming medical mayhem. He allegedly removed part of a patient's pancreas when he was supposed to remove an adrenal gland. He also was involved in the death of a patient who had a partial colectomy and subsequently suffered a bowel perforation and died. He also severed the common bile duct while removing a gallbladder. Yeah, that's something you got to look out for. He cut a ureter during another partial colectomy. Don't cut the ureter. And he performed a bilateral hernia repair on a patient who only needed one side repaired. So this guy's a menace. And ultimately, it went south when he removed a patient's liver unnecessarily. Winter is here, folks, and so is all the coughing and sneezing that it entails. And now's the time to make sure your immune system is as strong as it can be. You need to fortify it. So you've heard me talk about how I've used Empower to supercharge my immune system. Well, now my friends at the Harmony Company have introduced a new and improved version of Empower called Empower Plus. This improved formula teams AHCC, which is what was in the original Empower. It's one of the most powerful mushroom extracts available. Now, along with fermented wheat germ extract, super concentrate. Supercharge your immune system like never before. With more than 150 combined published research reports, Empower Plus will quickly give your immune system the super boost that you need. So if you're looking for a way to handle whatever this winter throws at you, Empower Plus is the solution. For more information and to order, go to theharmonycompany.com. That's theharmonycompany.com. Or call 800-422-5518, 800-422-5518, and use coupon code HOFFMAN10 at checkout to get a 10% discount and free shipping. That's theharmonycompany.com for the new Empower Plus. All right, here's an answer to a conundrum. Because I live in Manhattan on the 21st floor of a high-rise, and I like to sleep with the windows open. And part of the problem with sleeping with the windows open is that in the summer, the bugs can come in and bite me. So I get it. In the summer, they're standing water. They're mosquitoes. Some enterprising mosquitoes, they track me down. They can fly up to the 21st floor. They come in through the window. And then I get mosquito bites, which is extremely annoying because that's one of the ways that it really messes with my sleep. So I sleep with the air conditioner on. But then there are these, what we call the shoulder months, you know, the spring and the fall, where the temperatures are pretty cold. They're not freezing. And I try to keep the window open. And I still get mosquito bites. So how in the heck am I going to get mosquito bites when sometimes the temperature at night is below freezing or near freezing? Well, have these mosquitoes evolved to resist the effects of freezing? Well, the answer comes from a study about what are called the London Underground mosquitoes. They find them in England. They were thought to have evolved inside the tube during World War II when humans sheltered in the subways during the German Blitz. And it's a new type of mosquito. It's called Culex molestus. It's a great name, Culex molestus. It molests us. And they were notorious during the Second World War for biting Londoners sheltering from German air raids. These mosquitoes have evolved to live underground. And there's plenty of underground territory here in New York. They live in the subways, folks. And they come out. And when the weather is right, I mean, not when it's, if it's 10 degrees out, the mosquitoes aren't going to go up to my 21st floor. So I can, you know, I'm not worried about that. But it's that cold, I don't keep the window open. But when the temperature is a little warmer, these mosquitoes can breed underground in relatively warm temperatures, and then they come out at night, ascend 21 floors, and bite me. I've always thought that that was the case, and now science has proven that mosquitoes can live and breed underground only to come out at night to bite yours truly. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Are you concerned about your blood pressure? Join the millions worldwide who have chosen Kyolic as a natural alternative to support their heart health. Why Kyolic? It works. Over 900 published scientific articles and research studies have shown that Kyolic aged garlic extract has a positive effect on cardiovascular risk factors such as high blood pressure, cholesterol, circulation, blood sugar balance, and more. Kyolic aged garlic extract, organically grown garlic, aged for up to 20 months for maximum purity and potency. Gentle on the stomach, easy to swallow capsules with no offensive garlic odor or taste. Visit Kyolic.com. That's Kyolic.com. Learn about Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure, as well as Kyolic's other cardiovascular formulas. Kyolic is sold at Sprouts, natural grocers, Whole Foods, and natural health stores everywhere. Also online. Get Kyolic Blood Pressure Health Formula 109. It works.
Are you tired of feeling tired? Do you wish you could turn back the clock on aging? NT-Factor Lipids is the breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells. NT-Factor Lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. They've been shown to repair mitochondrial damage, a primary cause of biological aging. In clinical trials, NT-Factor therapy resulted in a 26.8% increase in mitochondrial function, restoring it to levels found in young adults. NT-Factor has also been shown to reduce fatigue by up to 43% and has even been shown to significantly reduce a wide range of symptoms and improve the quality of life in patients with various conditions like chronic fatigue and those undergoing chemotherapy. I've been using NT-Factor for years. You can find the NT-Factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer. Or to order direct, go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Attention business owners. 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are, number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection Performance Parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. I want to put in a plug for my professional organization, the Alliance for Natural Health. There are going to be some big changes in Washington, and they're going to affect our healthcare outcomes. And the Alliance for Natural Health, ANH-USA.org, stands as a guardian of your right to choose natural, sustainable healthcare options. While big pharma, big food, big chem, and big government are trying to perpetuate the status quo and eliminate your ability to choose the healthcare options and treatment modalities that resonate with you, ANH stands on your side. I became a board member of ANH 20 years ago, and I now serve as medical director and president. As an independent, nonpartisan organization, we rely on the support of individuals like you to amplify our voice and protect your rights. So check out drhoffman.com/ANH to support this organization, because it's our voice in Washington. And if you support the notion that we need to make America healthy again, ANH is perhaps your best vehicle to get your voice heard. At the very least, subscribe to the newsletter for updates on what we're doing to impact our healthcare system and eliminate corruption and cronyism in medicine. 877-726-8255 is our number. You can jot that number down because you can record questions anytime during the week. Should a question arise, call that number, record it, and we'll take it up on a future edition of Intelligent Medicine. An announcement about, and this is quite novel, and when there are breakthroughs in pharmaceutical medicine that make sense, I applaud it. And here's something that has great potential. Vertex Pharmaceuticals announced FDA approval of something, it's hard to pronounce, called Jurnavix. Jurnavix, which is the first in-class treatment for adults with moderate to severe acute pain that is a non-opioid medication. So a big problem is that if you have a surgery, or if you're in pain, have an accident, or an injury, you're often given an opiate pain reliever. And most people take them for a while. I mean, I was given them when I had knee surgery, when I broke my leg. And I just took them for a while, but then I said, I don't want to take these anymore. But I needed to take them for a while because the pain was excruciating, especially after a fracture. Each year, 80 million Americans are prescribed medicine to treat their moderate to severe acute pain. And about 40 million are prescribed an opioid. The problem is that nearly 10% of acute pain patients treated initially with an opioid will go on to have prolonged opioid use. 85,000 patients will develop opioid use disorder annually. Now, so, look, we got this campaign. Send troops to the border and enact tariffs to stop the flow of fentanyl. And that's good, you know, because we want to reduce deaths and dependency on opioid medications. But part of the problem is that we prescribe a lot of these opioid medications to people, and inadvertently, they become hooked on them. So this is an alternative. They say this is a historic milestone for the 80 million people in America who prescribe medicine for moderate to severe acute pain each year. All right, so how this works. Opioid medications work on pain in the brain. They work on the brain. We know they work on the brain because you feel kind of stoned when you take these medications. They reduce pain, but they also impair brain function. They work what is called centrally. This medication, first of its class, works peripherally. It works outside the brain on the nerves to reduce pain. Is it as effective as opioid pain relievers? The answer is probably no, but it is an alternative, and let's see how it pans out. Let's see, you know, potentially some side effects may arise in its use, but it'd be great if we had an alternative to powerful addictive medications. And since it works outside the brain, much less potential for addiction because it doesn't get you high. This item on GLP-1 drugs for weight loss. New study. The study is by a guy you might have heard of. It is Dr. Ezekiel Emanuel, who played a role in the Obama administration with Obamacare. He did this study along with colleagues and found that after 1 year, 54% of patients on these powerful weight loss drugs discontinued their drugs. Rates were significantly higher for patients who didn't have diabetes. If you have diabetes, you think, well, I got a medical condition, I need to take the drug. I'm treating the medical condition. But if you're just treating weight, a fairly high percentage, 65% of people did not stick with it for a year. Partly it's the expense, partly it's the side effects, partly it's, you know, people may just get bored with a restrictive diet. They can't socialize. They can't go to dinner because, you know, they're pushing the food around their plate. And they just get tired of using these medications. The problem is some studies suggest that there's a big rebound effect after you go off these medications, that your body sends out hormonal signals that have been suppressed by the medications that make you so hungry that you regain most of the weight you've lost and sometimes overshoot the mark and end up weighing more than before. So not the answer for a lot of people, because they simply can't sustain use of these medications. 54% overall, but for those just doing it for weight loss, 65% discontinued after 1 year. It's not really a permanent fix. And the FDA is sounding the alarm over eye drops that change your eye color. Not a great idea, in my opinion. Products being advertised as eye color changing drops may contain harmful ingredients and are being discouraged by the FDA. All right, thanks very much for joining us. Check out drhoffman.com for all things related to intelligent medicine. Follow us on social media. Subscribe to our newsletter. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Ready to unlock the secret to youthful vitality? Meet MitoPure, the revolutionary Urolithin A supplement from Timeline Nutrition. MitoPure ignites your body's natural anti-aging pathway, mitophagy. As we age, our cells can become damaged and dysfunctional. But with MitoPure, you can recycle these worn-out cells. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of robust scientific research. Boost your cellular energy, enhance muscle strength and endurance, and even fight skin aging, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. I discovered MitoPure a couple of years ago after diving into the science of Urolithin A. Since then, it's become a vital part of my wellness routine. For more information and to order, visit timeline.com/Hoffman. Use code Hoffman at checkout to receive 10% off MitoPure. Whether you're looking to support muscle health, enhance your skin routine, or invest in your long-term vitality, MitoPure is your scientifically backed ally in the quest for slowing down the aging process. That's timeline.com/Hoffman.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Eagles are celebrating their second Lombardi Trophy in franchise history. Philadelphia beat the Chiefs 40-22 in Super Bowl 59. Philly prevented Kansas City from completing its quest for the league's first ever three-peat. It appears some FBI agents may soon be out of work.
As the Justice Department reviews how the agency handled investigations into the January 6 attack on the Capitol, the president is vowing that some FBI agents will be fired.
We had some corrupt agents, and those people are gone, or they will be gone, and it'll be done quickly and very surgically.
Critics fear the president is carrying out a purge of FBI and Justice Department officials who not only played roles in the January 6 prosecutions, but in criminal cases against Donald Trump. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Former Senator Jim Talent says he supports a decision by Secretary of State Rubio to snub the G20 summit in South Africa.
Well, I certainly approve of sending the message that we're very concerned about what's happening in South Africa. It may be deteriorating into a kind of genocidal position. So I guess that's the message that he's sending, and I think it's a good one.
President Trump says he expects to find hundreds of billions in wasteful spending at the Education and Defense Departments. The president made that prediction in a pre-Super Bowl interview with Fox News, during which he outlined plans for Elon Musk and the Department of Government Efficiency to expand its probe of fraud, waste, and abuse in the federal government. President Trump said the funding freeze for USAID was only the beginning. Five workers from Thailand released after being held hostage for more than a year in Gaza have arrived in Bangkok today. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You hear the term living better. What do you think about? More money, a bigger house, maybe a yacht? What about how you feel physically? How do you wake up each day? How do you sleep during the night? What activities you can and cannot do? When you feel good, life is good. So if pain is affecting your life, see how Relief Factor can help. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally, developed by doctors. It doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or even eliminate pain. How do I know? Absolutely, am a customer. I take Relief Factor daily. No lower back pain for me anymore. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Give their 3-week quick start a try. It's only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Just one phone call, 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. Relief Factor, relief wherever you're hurting, in 3 weeks or even days. Relief Factor can give you a chance to rediscover the true meaning of living better again. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF for the one and only Relief Factor.
President Trump revokes more security clearances from Democrat public officials.
Joining former President Biden among those who can no longer access classified information and the daily presidential brief are his former Secretary of State Antony Blinken, along with Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg and New York Attorney General Letitia James. In a social media post Friday night, Mr. Trump said that Mr. Biden had set the precedent in 2021 by removing his own access. Former National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan and three other Democrat attorneys have also had their clearances removed. George Williams reporting.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says illegal immigrants already at Guantanamo Bay will remain there until officials can reach agreements to return them to their home countries. Appearing on CNN's State of the Union, Noem said this could mean some may be imprisoned at the U.S. military detention facility in Cuba for weeks. News and analysis at townhall.com. Para lawmakers introduce a bill aimed at giving tax relief to retired Americans living on Social Security. Bob Agnew reports.
It's called the Retirees First Act and would lower the tax burden on Social Security benefits for seniors and offset the lost revenues by redirecting funds from inefficient, non-security discretionary programs. The senators say their bill would also safeguard the Social Security and Medicare trust funds while making retirees the priority. Historically, Social Security benefits were entirely exempt from federal income tax. The bill's authors say current tax exemptions have not been adjusted for inflation, causing so-called bracket creep and raising taxes on middle-income retirees. Bob Agnew reporting.
A Royal Caribbean cruise ship docks in Florida with more than 90 sick passengers on board. The CDC said most of the symptoms on the ship docked in Tampa were vomiting and diarrhea that lasted 24 hours. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and KCNR is congratulating our winner of our Valentine's Day grand prize drawing, Bill McDonald. His prize package includes a $100 gift certificate to go towards a Valentine's Day dinner at Taroko Asian Bar and Grill at 1701 Pine Street in downtown Reading, plus a dozen stunning long-stem red roses valued at $146, courtesy of Reading Florist at 3260 Bocelli Lane. Reading Florist, for birthdays, anniversaries, holidays like Valentine's Day, or just because you want to go golf. You can reach them online at readingflorist@charter.net. He also received 2 dozen premium chocolate truffles, courtesy of Bouquet Bon Appetit at bouquetbonappetit@gmail.com, and 2 tickets to Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay. Congratulations to Bill McDonald from your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com.
And I really appreciate you tuning in today. As you know, maybe you don't know, and if you don't know, this will be news to you. We are right in the center of the peak demand for all of senior care. We're right in the middle of it. And every year, just a super quick review, every year, just right after the end of the year, we're getting just into January, about the 7th-ish, maybe to 10th of January, all heck breaks loose, and there are literally thousands of families all around the entire country flooding the market and taking up all of the inventory of the, you know, the, a room, a shared room or a private room in long-term care, or an apartment in assisted living or in memory care or in independent living. They're also, you know, taking up all of the capacity of these home care providers to have care, you know, provided in people's homes. So it happens every single year. So just say January, definitely all of February, and then I used to say about halfway through March, but I've been seeing that just kind of last a little bit longer. So I'm going to call it January, February, and March. They are clearly the peak demand for all of senior care. And if you're looking to move fairly soon, oh boy, you might be running into some waiting lists. I'm working with some clients right now. And I'm able to find some really good places, but they're like, hey, Steve, I just spoke with a really nice lady a few days ago. She said, Steve, we're down to 2 studio apartments. And I'm like, okay, we're going to come out and we need to see you, because we need an apartment, very, very quickly for this lady's, mother. So anyway, and then there are several other places that I contacted. Really great providers, and they're like, I'm sorry, Steve, we're full, we have a wait list. And I'm like, nah, it's not going to work for my client needing that space or that care immediately, like here in the next few days. Immediately. So the message is, if you're thinking about moving sometime this spring, summer, or even fall, you had better, whether it's with me or on your own, whatever you're going to do, you need to get out. You need to do the homework, go through that search and selection process, and get your choices made, get your name on a wait list. Because you're not too early, I'll tell you that. All right. So since there are so many people either out looking at senior care communities, or they're not sure if they need a senior care community, they're still just kind of kicking it around, let me just proactively help you with that question. And that question is, Steve, and this is the most commonly asked question I've received over the last, 20-plus years operating senior care consulting. And that is, Steve, when's the right time to move? When should we make that move from home to a senior care community? And I like to say that there's some things that should trigger that conversation of considering that move. It's a big move, and you don't want to go too early. You definitely don't want to wait too late. Most folks want to just try to get that right and be thoughtful and deliberate about that. So number one, the number one reason to consider moving, or at least should trigger the conversation of considering moving from home to a senior care community, when we have a safety issue. When it is no longer safe to live at home. And you'll notice that a lot of these, I'll just give a few examples here, a lot of these are directly related to an individual with memory issues, with cognitive impairment. They're forgetting things. You know, one of my clients that I'm working with right now, she needs to place her sister, actually, and her sister has some memory challenges. And she had to go to the hospital. She had a UTI. She was severely dehydrated, and her blood pressure was way sky high, off the charts. She's lucky she didn't have a stroke, because guess what? She was forgetting to take her medicine, and she wasn't drinking enough, so she was dehydrated. She wasn't eating properly, and so she had a nutrition-related issue. She had a UTI, and the whole thing. She was a mess, and then that made her weak and confused and disoriented, and she had a fall, and she's lucky she didn't break anything. So all of this stuff, living at home, especially if you're living alone and you have cognitive issues, you're going to have a lot of safety risks. So number one, leaving your stovetop burners on. That is clearly the most common thing that I've heard over all the years, and I've heard some near misses. So fortunately, I haven't heard of anyone that maybe they left it on and something caught fire, but I've heard of that coming close to doing that. So it's also very, very easy to flip a breaker and disable an electric stove, or just turn the gas off going to the gas range in the gas stove. So that's easy to fix, but that's a major safety concern. Wandering away, and then you can't find your way back home. You could either, I'm just going out for a walk. And then you're walking around, maybe walking around the block. Everything's beautiful. You're looking at all the leaves and all the flowers or whatever you're looking at. And all of a sudden you're like, this doesn't look very familiar. And then you start walking around and you can't find your way back home because you have cognitive issues and none of this stuff looks quite right. And then you get picked up by a police officer or someone who sees, you might be in trouble. You could drive away. My own grandpa did this. Could drive away from home and then get a little disoriented, can't find your way back home. And both of these issues would lead to someone reporting their loved one missing, and that would trigger a silver alert. Every time I see a silver alert on social media, I don't even look to see if it's valid. Usually it is valid. Usually it's not some sort of a scam or whatever, and I just go, boom, and I share it just to get it out because you never know who might see that and say, oh, yeah, I just saw that guy down here at the quick shop or whatever or wherever it is, okay? So those are the silver alerts. But wandering away, driving away, can't find your way back home. Major, major safety issue. Number three, malnutrition and dehydration. And there I've talked to so many folks who they're concerned about their parents. Mom's not cooking anymore. Dad just doesn't hardly drink. He doesn't like the taste of water. And so we're trying to get him to drink, lemonade or just something, some hydration. We're really concerned about him. He keeps getting these UTIs and then that leads to some other issues. One guy I met with him and he said, Dad, tell Steve what you eat every day. And he reaches over and picks up this package of Oreos. And I'm like, oh, Oreos. Oh, I like Oreos. And he said, yeah. And he said, they're really good, aren't they? And he was eating another Oreo. And his son informed me that is what he eats every day, a package of Oreos. I'm just like, oh, my goodness. So that's a problem. Not eating properly or just maybe not even eating at all. Unsanitary living conditions just due to the inability to keep things up. Being injured at home, frequent falls, frequent hospitalizations. This one really flies under the radar. And this is a major safety issue. Not taking your medications on time, not taking your medications properly, maybe not even taking them at all. So the lady I just mentioned, part of her issue was her blood pressure was completely off the charts. She wasn't taking her blood pressure medicine at all. And the hospital said she's very, very fortunate that she didn't have a stroke. Very, very lucky. So taking, and it's, yeah, you can set up a pillbox and all that kind of stuff, which is a great idea, but they still have to remember that, you know, on Monday, you've got the three little boxes, AM, you know, like morning, noon, and night, or however they're labeled. They still have to remember to do that. Now, you can set up cameras in the apartment or in the house to make sure that they take them. Call them up, make them take them while you're on the phone with them. There's some things that you can do, but the bottom line is that is a major safety concern. And then, of course, elder financial abuse, that makes my blood boil. I don't understand it. I don't know how a person could be so evil to take advantage of an elderly person like that. But that is a major, major issue. All of a sudden, mom had a lot of money. All of a sudden, where's the money going? Where did it go? And so those things, look, if you have a safety issue at home, that should definitely trigger the conversation to consider moving from your home to a senior care community. And coming up, I'm going to have some other things that should trigger that conversation. But first, the Senior Care Live question of the week. If you're on a waiting list and you're number one on the list, you must take that assisted living apartment or you'll get moved to the bottom of the list. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding senior care consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com. I'm Steve Keeker with Senior Care Consulting, here with Ben Socek from Home Downsizing Solutions. Ben, I understand you have a big announcement.
I do, Steve. I'm very excited to announce that my company, Home Downsizing Solutions, is expanding nationally through the franchising model.
That's great, Ben. And who would be an ideal candidate for owning a Home Downsizing Solutions franchise?
I think the ideal candidate has some experience working with seniors, especially with any of the services that seniors utilize when selling a house and moving to senior living, that also has an interest in and recognizes the very important service of providing a fast, easy, convenient way to sell a house in its as-is condition when making that transition.
I know you do a great job, Ben, serving seniors and their families. And I'm so excited about your franchise opportunities all across America. For more information, call toll-free 855-291-5005 or visit homedownsizing.com.
More than 6 million Americans are living with Alzheimer's disease, and two-thirds are women. Hi, I'm Maryland Delegate Cherie Sample Hughes, Chair for Women in Government. Alzheimer's disease progresses slowly over 10 to 20 years in stages. Recognizing symptoms early could help make a difference. A timely diagnosis may allow for more options, including access to emerging care. Speak with your doctor to see if testing is the right next step for you and your family. Find more information at womeningovernment.org.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding senior care consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy.
Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Did you know? VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served.
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to seniorcarelive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. And let's say that this is pertaining to being on a wait list for an assisted living apartment. Okay, so just to kind of set that up, if you're on the waiting list and you are number one on that list, you must take the assisted living apartment or you'll get moved or penalized to the bottom of the list. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. And let me just say, let me put a footnote on that. Mostly false. Okay, so here's how you work a waiting list. Let's say that you're number five on the list. So you're five, you've got four people ahead of you. And they call the first one. They said, number one, we have an apartment available. Well, my mom moved to, another state to be around, some other family members, so we'll no longer need you. Okay, all right, thank you. They call number two, and they say, I'm sorry, my dad passed away, and we no longer need your help. So we forgot to call you, so please take us off the list. Okay, I'm very sorry to hear that. And they'll move on, and they'll call number three. And they'll call number three, and number three said, hey, we got tired of waiting on you. We chose a different place, so take us off your list. Okay, all right, thank you very much. They'll call number four. Number four says, I'll take it. I'll take it. So then number five, which could be you, moves up to number one. Number six moves up to number two. Everybody moves up. So you're number one. You get a call. And they say, hey, number one, we've got an assisted living apartment for you. And you're like, you know what? We're getting closer to the time that we'd like to move, but we're just not quite there yet. Could you call us back when the next apartment becomes available? And everybody that I've ever talked to, about 99% would say, yep, absolutely, we'll call you next time. Then they call number two, three, four, five until somebody takes it. And you sit there at number one. And then they'll call you the next time. They'll call you the next time until the timing is just about right. And then you can move. Now, I am aware of just a couple of places out of a few hundred that will actually penalize you. How dare you not take our apartment when we offer it to you? And they will kick you down to the bottom of the list. They may you may go from 1 to 10 or 20 or 30, and then all of a sudden that doesn't really work for you. But that's not the standard way to work a waiting list, and the vast majority of places do not do that. All right, so that means that statement is false or mostly false. If you have questions about that, you could always give me a call at Senior Care Consulting. Be happy to answer any questions you may have at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800. And we work with lots of families where we're going through that search and selection process proactively because we don't really want to move until spring or summer, maybe even fall, or maybe even right after the first of the year of 2026. We just want to get a jump on it. If there's a great place that has a pretty long wait list, well, we can wait it out and we can do that. And then we work the waiting list. So we are driving the process. The process is not controlling us because we waited till the last second, and all of a sudden, knee-jerk reaction, we're scrambling, okay? So, and if you're interested in that, give me a call. We can talk about that. All right, when to consider moving from your home to a senior care community. So we talked about the number one reason is to have that conversation is a safety issue, and I gave some examples of that. Number two, I would call this a really close number two or a 1A. And this one is huge. When the caregiver's health and well-being are in decline, you can't do it. You can't do it. You cannot allow that to go on very long. So by health and well-being, we're talking about your mental health, emotional, spiritual, and, of course, your physical. So as caregivers, we place our own needs on the back burner, don't we? And I think most people listening to this program, you've been a caregiver, or you know, or maybe your parent or your friend, someone close to you has been a caregiver, and you've seen what it's done to them. It takes a very heavy toll. And part of that is, you know, placing your own needs as the caregiver. You place your own needs on the back burner. So you skip doctor's appointments. You stop going to the dentist. You'll start bowing out of and skipping social events. You may stop going to church. You drop the ladies' book club or the guys meeting at the donut shop for donuts and coffee, just talking about, you know, whatever you want to talk about, you know, every Friday morning at 7. You stop living all the things that make for a quality of life. That's social interaction. You stop going to church and your spiritual tank is not being refilled. You stop going to your doctor's appointments, and even though you notice that there's something a little bit wrong, well, I can't worry about that right now. I got to take care of my husband, my wife, my grandparent, my loved one, my mom, my dad. And then all of a sudden, that thing that you kind of put off for a while, you go to the doctor's office 2 or 3 years later, and all of a sudden, you have a major health issue that should have been addressed when you first noticed it. And now you're in trouble. Stress is a very, very powerful force. And I always say, you know, when I share this part, because I've talked about this quite a bit over the years, and I won't get into the gory details, but I've had clients who have passed away, and they're the caregivers. They've passed away before the person they're caring for because they were just crushed. You could see it. They're crushed by the stress of being a caregiver for way too long. And, or maybe you're the heroic caregiver. Oh, I got it. I can do it. And you don't accept help and you just shoo people away. Oh, this is my job to take care of my wife. Or my grandma, she shooed everybody away. Oh, I'll take care of Carl. I can do that. Oh, no, honey. I've got that. My grandma's sitting there with a broken neck. she needed help caring for grandpa, but it was her job. She was very protective of that and very proud of the care. And she provided great care. But the bottom line is you have to step in. If you see this happening, you cannot let this go on any longer. If you see that your loved one is being crushed by the burden of caregiving and providing that for too long. Okay. And that's without getting into some of the gory details of some of the stories that I have. I'm going to leave it there, but just trust me, if the caregiver's health and well-being are in decline, you got to do something. You got to step in and take some action. Get them some help. All right, coming up next, I have more examples of when to consider moving from your home to a senior care community.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the Dip.
Both of these centers in Kentwood, designed to be an open and safe space for veterans to access mental health resources, workshops, connection with other veterans, and resources for housing, jobs, and education. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Thousands of authors across the country have written books and published them with Page Publishing. If you've written a book, they can help you through the process, cut through the confusion of the publishing world to make it easy for you. If they decide to publish your book, your work ends, theirs begins. From copy editing and proofing to typesetting and book cover art. Plus, get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and in bookstores across the country. They even help promote your book. Biography, self-help, mystery, novels, sci-fi, or even a children's book. No matter what genre, Page Publishing can bring your book to life. And don't forget to ask about audiobooks. We do all of this for you. Call today for your free writer's guide packed with tips, tricks, and templates to help you finish what you started.
800-219-8262. 800-219-8262. 800-219-8262. That's 800-219-8262.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, visit SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so today I'm reviewing when to consider moving from your home to a senior care community. There are so many people right now flooding into the market, and they're gobbling up all of the inventory, either shared or private rooms in long-term care, apartments in assisted living, or residential care or home plus. Memory care is in several different levels of care. Everything is about gone. I'll tell you that. There are brand new places that have, you know, like two little apartments left. Otherwise, they have a waiting list and all these other things. So it is crazy what's going on out there. So a lot of folks may be just a little bit past that, but if you are considering moving from your home to a senior care community, you want to get the timing right, just be aware that if there's a safety issue, that should definitely trigger that conversation. If the caregiver's health and well-being are in decline, you just can't let that go on very much longer. Maybe it's been too long and you need to take action right now. Or maybe you can see it coming and you need to address this in the near future. Just be very aware of that. Number three, when the cost of in-home care becomes too expensive. Now, if you know me, you know I am a huge fan of home care, non-medical in-home assistance. And they can come to your home. Usually 2 to 4 hours would be a minimum visit. Many, not all providers, but many providers can provide up to 24 hours of care per day if that would be needed. You can remain independent in your own home for years to come. If you have a combination of family and friend caregivers, and then you supplement that with paying a home care provider to come in and provide some of those hours as well. And between the family and friend caregivers, some assistance there, and then paying professional staff to come in through a home care company, you might be able to stay home maybe for the rest of your life, or you could really extend that stay at home. So I'm a huge fan, but here's the reality of it. Home care, like everything else, the price has gone up, and it's gone up quite a bit. So pre-COVID, it was hard to find quality caregivers, but they were definitely available. You had to pay them well, treat them well, provide, you know, great work environment, and they would stay with you. So home care providers used to charge somewhere between, you know, $22, $24, $25 an hour. If they were really expensive, maybe upper 20s, close to 30 an hour. Now, post-COVID, half the workforce left. They said, nah, we don't want to do this healthcare stuff anymore, especially if we're being mandated to take the COVID vaccine. If I don't want to take the vaccine, then I can't work. So I'm just going to leave that business altogether. And we lost a large percentage of our workforce just because of that one issue. And then the rest of them, you know, being stressed out because of all of the COVID stuff. So anyway, I won't belabor that. But we have an increasing demand for home care services and a shrinking pool of staff. So what does that do? It makes it more and more competitive as far as trying to pay the best people more money than the next guy. It's just driving up the costs big time. So where you used to pay $22, $24 an hour, you know, maybe in the upper 20s, now it's a solid $35 to $40 an hour. I mean, every bit of it. And so if you need 24-hour care, we're talking about $25,000 to $30,000 a month. And guess what? I don't care how much money you have, that may be unaffordable. It just may not work out. It's and if you can, that's fantastic. Most people are going to struggle with that, especially when you consider you can move to assisted living for $6,000 to $8,000 a month and get 24-hour care. Now that's not one-on-one, so it's an apple and an orange, but it is 24-hour care, $6,000 to $8,000. Even if you needed long-term care, you know, $11,000 or $12,000 to maybe $15,000 a month, and there's a lot more staffing there, a lot more RNs and LPNs there. It's still not one-on-one, but the bottom line is there are more cost-effective ways to do it if you don't want to spend that much money. If you can, that's great. Most folks can't at that 24-hour level, and that's when you need to shift gears. So when the cost of in-home care becomes too expensive, and then last but not least, when the care that you provide is just not enough, you just can't keep up. The demands of the caregiving role is just becoming overwhelming. You just can't keep up. And look, there's no shame in saying, hey, I'm not keeping up with this. I love my mom, my dad, my spouse. I love this person so much, but they're needing more and more care, and I'm just not able to do it any longer. Well, first of all, pat yourself on the back. You have done a great job, and you've done a great job for a long time. And every single person has that limitation, that limit, that threshold. So just please don't be down on yourself and feel bad. And I know you're going to anyway. But you've done a good job, and at some point, everyone has their limitations and their threshold. And if you're there, I like to say, why not consider changing your role? Okay, let's change your role from the caregiver, that hands-on care provider, to the care manager, meaning find a great place that can provide that 24-hour care for your loved one so that they get to deal with the heavy lifting, the difficulty in showering or bathing, the mealtime messes, right? Just all the struggle to get shoes and socks on and all the stuff, and the struggle of transferring from helping transfer from point A to point B, all the... You have a professional caregiving staff that's doing all that. You're not doing it anymore. You're hopefully going to be able to reclaim your sanity, reclaim your life there. But your role is going to change to the care manager or the care advocate, meaning monitor the care. Make sure your loved one is getting the best care possible. Make sure they're getting great care that they deserve. And help the staff understand how to do that. Well, dad's a night owl. He's going to be up half the night. And go ahead and let him, right? And he'll sleep in a little bit. He just doesn't sleep too much. He might nap a little bit, but he'll do okay. So don't try to convince him to go to bed at 8 p.m. because that's not my dad. Okay? That's good for them to know. You know, mom is an early riser. She's up with the chickens, right? So if she wants to get up that early, it's okay. She's done that for her whole life. I had one gentleman say, Steve, never serve my mother fowl. I'm like, what? what was that? And he said just like that, never serve my mother fowl. And I'm like, really? And he goes, oh, yeah. He goes, Thanksgiving at our house? Nope, no turkey ever. No delicious grilled chicken sandwich. No scrambled eggs with our bacon. He said, if it has a beak on it, she's not eating it. And he said, I know it's kind of weird. He said, but it is what it is. He said, and she won't complain. She just won't eat. And I'm like, no one would ever guess that. Please make sure that you inform the staff of that. Otherwise, they're going to be serving her all this stuff that she's not going to eat. She's going to go hungry. Right? So speak for your loved one. Advocate for them. Participate in the care planning meetings. Right? And do all that you can do to be there for them, but you can then slowly return to your original role as the loving son or daughter or grandson, like I was, or the granddaughter, or spouse, right? And just be there, but you're working in a different role. All right, coming up next, I will have more. You don't want to miss it. Don't go away.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800. 913-945-2800 or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
More than 6 million Americans are living with Alzheimer's disease, and two-thirds are women. Hi, I'm Maryland Delegate Cherie Sample Hughes, Chair for Women in Government. Alzheimer's disease progresses slowly over 10 to 20 years in stages. Recognizing symptoms early could help make a difference. A timely diagnosis may allow for more options, including access to emerging care. Speak with your doctor to see if testing is the right next step for you and your family. Find more information at womeningovernment.org.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
But now I've branched out so much more. I do so many more activities just to build myself as a person and learn new things.
Build yourself as a person? What are you talking about?
because that's how I feel I grow, from new experiences, talking to new people, just branching out and trying things I wouldn't before, just build me up to be able to do more things.
Dean, you think that Gabe's cuckoo or what? What are you thinking?
No, I actually still have a coach myself. I have two, right? So I'm part of masterminds. I'm part of growth group. If you are not growing, there's only one other alternative. You're going backwards. Like, you have to keep growing all the time.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, Work Ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
Did you know? VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served.
My message to veterans, active duty, retired, is that really seriously look at the VA home loan program. I've done it 3 times now, so I'm a repeat customer. We found a house here that we felt be a great environment for our children to grow up in. It has been transformational to my family.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/home loans.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, so we just talked about when to consider moving from your home to a senior care community. Now let's say that you've chosen a place. So I haven't talked about this one in quite a while. I'm going to kind of fly through it. Maybe I'll drill down a little more detail at another time, but once you're there, like I said, you're their care advocate, you've returned to your role, your original role of the loving spouse, the loving son or daughter or grandchild, et cetera, and you're letting someone else do the heavy lifting of providing that 24-hour care. So the question is then, how do you get the most out of the community that you chose? So for all of my clients with Senior Care Consulting, I do some coaching on this, and I include information on how to maximize care at a senior care community. So in that case, in the senior care community that you chose. So number one, and these aren't in any particular order, but participate in the care planning process. So, and this is most significant at the long-term care, that nursing home level, where we've got the medical care that's being provided. So they'll have periodic care plan meetings, and that's where you have a multidisciplinary team. You may have administration and dietary and housekeeping and therapy and nursing and all social work services. All of the departments are there and represented. And what they're doing is they're crafting a plan of care. So this is what we're going to provide for your loved one. So why would you not be there? If you're their care advocate, their care manager, you should never, ever miss one of those meetings, because that is your opportunity to speak on behalf of your loved one. And if, well, Steve, I can't get there, I can't get away, well, they'll Zoom you in, they'll do a conference call, they'll turn on a speakerphone, whatever. They want you to participate. And they also do these care plans, the original one, and then they're constantly kind of tweaking that. And so they're going to update that along the way periodically. So just don't miss those. That care planning process is also available at the other levels of care as well. All right, number two, get involved. So this one is huge. Visit your loved one frequently. And it's fine to go by at the same time every day or every Tuesday and Friday or whatever your day is, okay, or whatever your pattern or routine is. I would also visit at some other times. Visit in the evenings. Visit at night times. Visit on the...
You're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding. We will resume normal programming shortly.
That's going to be really, really helpful. And what you're going to find after a while is that you're going to meet other family members, and they're going to say, oh, yeah, is your dad here? Yeah, my dad's here. Oh, well, my mom's here, too. And, well, what was your name? What was your mom's name? What was your dad's name? And this is what you're going to find. Most places that I've seen that have really loving and supportive and caring family is those people start to kind of become your family. And you look forward to talking with them. It's almost a little bit of a therapy where you can talk to each other about concerns or victories or whatever the case may be. And you start looking out for each other. So I'm going to go in and I'm going to check on my dad, visit with him. Then I'm going to stop by Bill's mom's apartment and I'm going to see how she's doing. And so, and Bill is going to stop by, my dad's apartment. And you just find that's just going to organically, naturally happen. It's really a wonderful thing. All right. Number three, build relationships. It's very important to build a positive and supportive relationship with the staff at the community. And this is especially true for the hands-on caregiving staff, the CNAs and the CMAs. Okay, they do all the heavy or most of the heavy lifting, figuratively and literally. And look, no matter what the place says, the turnover rate at those two positions, and these two positions do the majority of the physical hands-on work, the turnover rate's pretty high. It's really high. And you always have your exceptions of this person. She's been here since the building opened. She's been here for the last 12 years. Everybody loves her. It's just wonderful. Everybody has a few of those folks, and it's wonderful. But the rest of the staff, you're going to see a lot of turnover. So just get to know them and just let them know that you really appreciate the good work that they're doing. And then guess what happens? And you need to be sincere about that. But what happens is they know you're coming in after work today, or they know you're coming in tomorrow morning to take your mom to a dentist appointment. And they're going to go out of their way to make sure that your mom is looking just extra good that way. They're just going to go out of your way to make sure that you're happy with their work because you've praised them regarding, work well done, and thank you so much for taking such good care of my mom. They're going to want you to be happy with their work because you sincerely complimented them, and you brought them chocolates on Valentine's Day, and you brought them a box of Thin Mints because your daughter, your granddaughter, is selling Girl Scout cookies, and you know that this caregiver loves Thin Mints, right? And just build a nice – it has to be genuine, though. So build a genuine relationship, and that will go a long way to maximizing your care at that community. Then communicate with management. If there's an issue, don't let it fester or linger and then everything just blows up. Talk with folks. If you see something wrong, then talk with the director of nursing or the administrator. Get it straightened out. They can't fix it if they don't know that there's an issue that needs to be resolved. That's the message there. And then be patient and reasonable. Most places are they're trying to get it right. Right. But it may take them a little while to figure out, everything that they need to do to make sure that they're providing the best care and they have the best care plan. So just be patient and reasonable. It may not happen, overnight, but help them do their best and they're going to get there. If you have an issue, it's not being resolved. You've talked to the director of nursing. You've talked to the administrator. It's falling on deaf ears. You have an opportunity to file a complaint with the state.
Ed Robertson inviting you to join us for the next edition of TV Confidential, Saturday morning at 11 on KCNR. We'll play part two of our conversation with Pat Boone, plus we'll welcome Emmy Award-winning actress Louise Schaefer, one of the stars of Ryan's Hope. That's TV Confidential, Saturday morning at 11 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, KCNR.
Get ready for laughter, chaos, and unforgettable fun.
Riverfront Playhouse proudly presents The Odd Couple, female version by Neil Simon, directed by Sean Sampson.
From January 24th to February 9th, step into the hilariously mismatched world of two roommates,
Olive and Florence, as they navigate friendship, humor, and plenty of surprises.
It's a fresh twist on a classic comedy.
Grab your tickets now at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Don't miss this side-splitting comedy
sponsored by this station
and these amazing pro-arts businesses.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens.
President Trump says he'll announce Monday that the United States will impose 25% tariffs on all steel and aluminum imports, including those from Canada and Mexico, as well as other import duties later in the week. He's also reaffirming that he will announce reciprocal tariffs by midweek. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says illegal immigrants already at Guantanamo Bay will remain there until officials can reach agreements to return them to their home countries. Appearing on CNN's State of the Union, Noem said it could mean that some may be there for weeks. Authorities are working to recover the wreckage of a plane crash in western Alaska that killed 10 people. Crews have now recovered the remains of those killed in the crash. National Transportation Safety Board Chair Jennifer Homendy says they are investigating the cause.
We're in the initial stages, really focused first and foremost on the victims, which is what should be the focus right now. It must be extremely heartbreaking for the families, so that has to be the focus of everyone involved, and it is. Then we'll get the wreckage that will help us determine cause eventually.
Even with the recent crashes, statistics show that flying remains the safest form of transportation compared with driving or even riding on a train. National Weather Service's Bob Orovec says that the pace of the snowstorm in the Northeast meant lighter, fluffier snowflakes.
The snowfall amounts that were with this storm were not tremendously heavy. They are pretty typical for a winter storm. The storm is moving pretty quickly, so that's been one of the detriments to receiving very heavy snowfall totals. Typically in the wintertime, we can see much heavier snow if the storm is moving slower, but overall, in this next week, as we have a pretty active pattern across the country, all the storms are moving pretty quickly.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Coverage varies by plan. View contract.
Heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95. An easy, affordable way to see how it could literally change your life, like it has mine. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Trying it couldn't be easier with their three-week quick start for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. And it just takes a phone call to 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. 1-800-4-RELIEF. Wherever you're having pain, every day you feel better is a day you live better. Try Relief Factor's three-week quick start. Visit ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
President Trump says that he is firing members of the Board of Trustees for the Kennedy Center and naming himself chairman.
The president also indicated that he will use the post to dictate programming at one of the nation's premier cultural institutions. Trump wrote on social media Friday, quote, that in my direction, we are going to make the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. great again. He says the current chairman, philanthropist David Rubenstein, is among those who, quote, do not share our vision for a golden age in arts and culture. He says, quote, we will soon announce a new board with an amazing chairman, Donald J. Trump. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Nearly 500,000 LG electric ovens have been recalled nationwide. The LG ovens were sold at Best Buy, Costco, the Home Depot, Lowe's, and online at LG.com between 2015 and January 2025. The recall was issued after the ovens were linked to more than two dozen fires causing injuries. Evidently, the front-mounted knobs can be turned on accidentally. News and analysis at townhall.com. The Trump administration affirms its stand for religious liberty.
Vice President J.D. Vance expressed this commitment.
We must stand for religious freedom, not just as a legal principle, as important as that is, but as a lived reality.
He evoked the experience of the early church.
Early Christians, of course, suffered greatly, and unfortunately, many Christians still suffer today at the hands of oppressive state power.
He laid claim to America's moral responsibility at home and abroad.
And possessed the moral clarity to act when something has gone wrong.
These remarks from the Vice President's speech to the annual International Religious Freedom Summit in Washington, D.C. George Williams reporting.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio will visit the Middle East next week. The State Department says that he will make his first trip to Israel and the Arab states and will also travel to the Munich Security Conference in Germany. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The National Wild Turkey Federation 26th Annual Redding Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 1st at the Senior Citizen Center at 2290 Benton Drive in Redding. Doors open at 4:30 p.m. and dinner will be served at 6:30. Tickets and sponsorship tables are available by calling 530-526-8350 or get your tickets online at nwtf.org/events.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's the weekend edition of our program, heard all over the country and parts of Canada. 877-726-8255 is our number. That's a number that you can jot down because you can call us anytime during the week and you can record a question, and we'll be taking some of those great recorded questions during the program. And we have lots to talk about this weekend. Among the stories that we're going to cover, omega-3 fatty acids turn out to slow biological aging. Also, a study looking at diet versus ovarian cancer, not just to prevent it, but even in the treatment of ovarian cancer, a very challenging medical condition. Also, a natural supplement versus gray hair. All that in today's program, 877-726-8255. It's a great pleasure to have the opportunity to share vital health information with you each weekend. And I hope that you find it of utility for yourselves, for your family, for your loved ones. That's what Intelligent Medicine is all about. This week, we did a podcast that was quite interesting. It's available at drhoffman.com. All our podcasts are recorded and available through Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, etc. But also if you go directly to drhoffman.com, you can check out our podcasts and listen to them, download them. There are even transcripts available at Apple Podcasts. We interviewed Charles Piller, who's an investigative journalist for Science magazine. He read a great book entitled Doctored, Fraud, Arrogance, and Tragedy in the Quest to Cure Alzheimer's. And it's an important book, especially as we reach a threshold in reform of our healthcare system. With or without the confirmation of RFK Jr., looks at this point like he will be confirmed, we platform the issue of our scientific paradigm and whether or not it's serving the interest of America's people. And Doctor takes a look at an incident that occurred in Alzheimer's research in which images were doctored in a medical journal to make the point that certain interventions, also known as plaquebuster drugs, could reverse the amyloid plaque that is found in the brains of Alzheimer's patients. This led to the development of blockbuster drugs, multi-billion dollar research efforts, led to the approval of drugs that are designed to slow the progression of Alzheimer's. They don't cure it. They don't reverse it. They may add a few months of quality of life to people suffering from Alzheimer's, but at great expense, and also with side effects like brain bleeding, brain swelling, requiring frequent MRIs at great cost and inconvenience to patients, yet these drugs were approved. His point is not that we shouldn't be utilizing moonshot remedies for serious problems like Alzheimer's, but we're succumbing to groupthink. And his point is that sometimes we can take a wrong turn that leads to the development of drugs that are too expensive, drugs with too many side effects, drugs that don't deliver. And this is kind of a case study of what happens in pharmaceutical drug development. So what he proposes is that we look at maybe cheaper, more effective alternatives. You can listen to the podcast. But supporting his idea is a study that just came out. Lab findings support the concept that reducing neuroinflammation could help fight Alzheimer's. What they're saying here is that something called the NLRP3 inflammasome, aptly named, is like a control switch, because in Alzheimer's disease it becomes activated and it creates an inflammatory response that harms neurons, the brain cells. And this is a theory that needs to be pursued. We're looking for new drugs that may control inflammation in the brain, but there are natural ways to address inflammation in the brain, one of which is good old-fashioned exercise. Yeah, exercise is one of the ways that we can curb brain inflammation. According to studies, aerobic exercise, a powerful ally in the fight against Alzheimer's. Published in the journal Brain Research, this just out. The study was done in experimental animals, in rodents. The rodents who completed an aerobic exercise program, what do? Fit them with mini spandex, put them on treadmills. They found significant reductions in tau tangles and amyloid plaques. 63% reduction with exercise of tau tangles, 76% reduction in amyloid plaques. That outperforms some of these pricey medications with side effects in the exercise group. Reduced iron accumulation. Iron is corrosive to the brain. There was enhanced brain health, reduced brain inflammation, improved communication between brain cells with aerobic exercise, which also generates something called BDNF, brain-derived neurotrophic factor, which is kind of like Miracle-Gro for neurons in the brain. Other things that reduce inflammation in the brain, specifically, I looked this up, NLRP inflammasome inhibitors include natural things like melatonin, quercetin, resveratrol, andrographis, N-acetylcysteine, and many others. This was extensively researched during COVID because the NLRP3 inflammasome has a lot to do with the cytokine storm that put patients on respirators and killed hundreds of thousands of people. By blocking that inflammation pathway, we may have saved lives. Also, NLRP3 inflammasome has something to do with fibrosis, a process by which connective tissue turns into basically dead tissue in the body. Green tea may protect the aging brain, according to a recent study. The researchers are quoted as saying, given that cerebral white matter lesions are closely related to vascular dementia and Alzheimer's disease, our findings indicate that green tea, especially three or more glasses per day, may help prevent dementia. Based on a study of over 8,000 community-dwelling adults. I'm not particularly a fan of green tea, but I take green tea supplements, and I add some matcha, which is a green tea powder. Nice taste. If you've ever had green tea ice cream, I prefer it to just good old-fashioned green tea. Adding matcha to my smoothie tastes really great. So green tea also may protect the aging brain. And in addition, this latest study, when we look at and reevaluate our healthcare system, looking at an all-of-the-above approach to brain health, we need to evaluate the effect of environmental chemicals, pesticides, and herbicides. New study out of Arizona State University. Study reveals lasting effects of common herbicide on brain health. I wonder what that common herbicide is. Well, yes, it's Roundup. Glyphosate turns out to be something that had an adverse effect on brain health in mice who, when exposed to the herbicide glyphosate, developed significant brain inflammation. Once again, that term inflammation comes up, which is associated with neurodegenerative disease. And they say that the findings suggest the brain may be much more susceptible to the damaging effects of the herbicide than previously thought. Glyphosate is one of the most pervasive herbicides used in the United States and worldwide. It is ubiquitous in drinking water and in food, and so poses a hazard to our brain cells. And with the projection that the incidence of dementia and Alzheimer's will double by 2050, with not just hundreds of thousands of people, but millions suffering from the disease, maybe we need to not focus on moonshot pharmaceutical fixes, but taking an all-of-the-above approach to brain health. That's hopefully what's going to happen at the National Institutes of Health and the FDA as a wave of reform hits our governmental institutions that influence the research that's ongoing to combat the degenerative diseases that plague us here in the United States, as in no other country across the world. Lead the world in chronic degenerative diseases, and Alzheimer's tops the list. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, a resource to help you take control of your health. We offer a balanced, objective analysis of all your health, wellness, and aging options, both conventional and alternative. Now you can take your engagement to the next level by joining FullScript. FullScript is my online dispensing platform that only offers curated, professional-grade supplement brands that I know and trust. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com for more information and to start your free FullScript account. Buying through FullScript offers fast, free shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant, and offers world-class support. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals, including my custom targeted protocols that combine the products I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. It's all at DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com. You've heard me talk for years about the breakthrough health benefits of CBD. Now, our friends at CV Sciences have developed an innovative suite of non-CBD products that mimic CBD's healthful effects. CV Sciences' new Plus Health CBD-free line of gummies and capsules. The Plus Health Clarity gummies are packed with DMAE, lion's mane, and rhodiola designed to boost your cognitive performance, enhance memory, and provide natural energy. Need a little peace and calm? Plus Health's Peace Gummies, soothing blend of L-theanine, lemon balm, and St. John's wort supports serenity and relaxation without the drowsiness. And if you're on a journey towards optimal health, the Reshape capsules are packed with powerful ingredients like berberine and OEA to support metabolic health and help maintain healthy blood sugar levels. For more information and to order, Hoffman. Use coupon code HOFFMAN30. For 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Plus Health non-CBD collection.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you will find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Did you know? VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served.
My message to veterans, active duty, retired, is that really seriously look at the VA home loan program. I've done it 3 times now, so I'm a repeat customer. We found a house here that we felt would be a great environment for our children to grow up in. It has been transformational to my family.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/home loans.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255, our number. And one of the ways that we do this show is by asking our listeners to call that number, 877-726-8255, and record a question or comment. That becomes grist for the mill for our discussion each weekend. So let's hear one of those calls.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I've been watching the commercials or speak about Barbara O'Neill's hypertension medication. I mean, not actually medication, natural remedies. And I wonder, what do you think about it? Or is it what it seems like it is, the hype about it and so on? Thank you.
Okay, you know, great question, because I had never heard of this person, Dr. Barbara O'Neill, and I'm in favor of using natural things for high blood pressure, but high blood pressure is a very serious problem. If you don't treat it properly, you can have irrevocable heart damage, brain damage, kidney damage, so it's a serious issue. And so I did a little research. I looked up Dr. Barbara O'Neill hypertension products. And I came up with a posting from Agence France-Presse, an English-language edition of a French paper, who have the following to say. Facebook ads promote untested hypertension products. According to them, there's a Facebook post where Dr. Barbara O'Neill confirms that you can make hypertension stop. She says, this unique formula works in the first week. Barbara O'Neill guarantees I will give $50,000 to anyone who does not see results. It turns out that O'Neill, they have a picture of her. She doesn't look very healthy. She looks like kind of like a relatively unhealthy septuagenarian, a little disheveled. The Facebook ads link to websites that also feature O'Neill and claim their products can cleanse the heart and blood vessels, get rid of high blood pressure within 2 weeks, and cure up to 9 medical conditions, including high cholesterol and atherosclerosis. She apparently is not a doctor, although she's referred to as a doctor. She's a nurse. She apparently got some medical training. She didn't sit for her final exams to become a psychiatric nurse in the 1970s. The New South Wales Healthcare Complaints Commission, I guess that's in Australia, said that O'Neill, quote, poses a risk to the health or safety of members of the public and barred her from offering medical treatments in the Australian state. And so it's not so great. Look, I sometimes deplore critics of natural medicine who say it's all bunk, but I got to call it as I see it. I'm kind of concerned about this. I like the high-quality products that can contribute to optimal blood pressure that are available from reputable sites like Fullscript, where I stock nutritional supplements that I recommend. But this is just out-and-out fraud, and it's highly promoted on Facebook, and vulnerable individuals are succumbing to it. And you got to be really careful because there's a lot of this out there, and they're promising the sky and the moon and the stars, and you have to be discerning when you opt to take supplements that purport to cure medical conditions that may be serious. Blood pressure needs to be treated, and sometimes you need an all-of-the-above approach. You need to use medications in conjunction with the right supplements to get your blood pressure under control with diet and lifestyle. Yes, you can get off medications in many instances, but it's not a one-for-one substitution where you substitute a pharmaceutical drug for a natural pill, and miraculously your blood pressure will resolve. So, yeah, I got a problem with these kind of hype promotions. And you know, I'm looking at some of these screenshots, results of the use of capsules in just 2 weeks. Blood pressure dramatically reversed. A screenshot from a promotional website for Barbara O'Neill's high blood pressure pills. I'm not convinced that they have any value whatsoever. 877-726-8255. Our number, I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Attention Shasta County, the Shasta Firefighters Burn and Benevolent Fund is gearing up for their annual benefit dinner at the Wind River Casino on Saturday, March 15th. Doors open at 4, dinner at 7, and they need your help. The Shasta Firefighters Burn and Benevolent Fund is currently asking for donations to be raffled off or auctioned during their event. All proceeds will go towards supporting our local first responders in their time of need. For more information, go to Shasta Firefighters B&B on Facebook or Instagram.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you'll find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255. And, you know, I mentioned FullScript earlier. You know, you can avoid some of the perils of going on the Internet and succumbing to some of the, frankly, sketchy and even fraudulent claims about supplements. And you never know about the quality of the supplements, whether they meet proper standards, whether they're, in fact, in some cases, counterfeit. I just had lunch with a guy in the supplement industry that I've known for many, many years, and he says, you know, I see these products, my own products, on sale on the Internet for prices that are totally unrealistic, half the price that I offer it from my own website or from FullScript. And I've purchased these supplements and then had them analyzed at my own expense to see if they really have the actual ingredients. They have counterfeit labels that look like the real labels, and the supplements just contain powder in some cases. They're completely adulterated. So you got to be careful. FullScript offers you highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. And I order through FullScript, and I make it available to listeners and patients. So if you want to have a better access to high-quality products that are properly vetted, stored, and shipped, go to my full-script dispensary, drhoffmanstore.com. All right, this item, luteolin, an antioxidant in vegetables, may contribute to the prevention of hair graying. Now, this is one of these things that is like erectile dysfunction, baldness. These are things that are, you know, these are not life-threatening medical conditions, but there's a lot of interest in figuring out how to address these conditions. Graying hair, of course, is a hallmark of aging, and for a lot of people, they expend millions, perhaps billions of dollars on hair treatments and dyes to conceal hair graying. And so some researchers in Japan surveyed a bunch of supplements that could have an impact on hair graying. They looked at three: luteolin, something called hesperitin, and diosmetin. These are all polyphenol compounds, natural antioxidants found in plants. And they say that there was a startling difference. The mice that received luteolin retained their black fur, even as their cage mate's fur turned gray, regardless of whether the luteolin was given externally or internally, so that you could rub it on the surface of the skin, on the fur, or you could give it to them in their diet. They say this result was surprising. While we were expecting that antioxidants may also have anti-graying effects, only luteolin, not the other two, demonstrated significant effects. This finding suggests that luteolin may have a unique medicinal effect that prevents graying. So where do you get luteolin? Well, you can get a ton of celery. You can drink celery juice. Maybe that's a way of concentrating the luteolin. But there are also luteolin supplements that are on the market. And I'll bet that these Japanese researchers may have a commercial interest in developing products for hair graying, both oral and topical products. I guess you could bathe in celery juice, you know, or shampoo with celery juice, and maybe that's a way, but maybe there's a way of concentrating the luteolin from celery in a product that can address the challenging problem of hair graying. So far, I'm doing pretty good on that count. But hey, you know, maybe a little extra luteolin could help forestall the inevitable. 877-726-8255. I'll remind you that's our number for questions. Folks, do you wish you could turn back the clock on aging? Well, who doesn't? And I'll share with you in just a moment yet another way that you can turn back the clock on aging. But here's one that I've relied on personally: NT-Factor Lipids, which is a breakthrough supplement scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells, and specifically the mitochondria, which are the energy powerhouses of your cells. The NT-factor lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes, where all the activity of your cells centers around. Primary cause of biological aging is deterioration of those cell membranes. NT-factor has been shown to reduce fatigue by more than 40% in studies, and it's even been shown to significantly reduce a wide range of symptoms and improve the quality of life in patients with various challenging conditions like chronic fatigue and post-Lyme and post-COVID, and even those undergoing chemotherapy. I've been using NT-factor for years, and now for a limited time, take advantage of the NT-factor Essentials Bundle. Get 20% off either size of NT-factor lipids powder. That's what I use. I throw it in my smoothie. And get a 30-count bottle of patented energy. Patented energy is great for travel because you don't want to carry a blender around with you in travel. Just take these little lozenges under your tongue. You get them with NT-factor free patented energy that contains the same lipid blend in a pleasant, convenient, chewable berry wafer. Just call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com. Look, folks, this is the best offer I've seen so far in NT Factor, so it's an opportunity for you to Try it and save. That's NTFactor.com for the NT Factor Essentials Bundle. All right, let's talk about another way that we can forestall aging. And it relates to something that I've been talking about for ages. I've been taking these supplements for ages. I've been urging them on my listeners and patients. Now, according to an article that just came out this month in Nature, which is probably the most authoritative science and medicine journal in the world, Nature outranks them all. February 3rd, 2025, omega-3 supplements slow biological aging. The anti-aging effect was even greater when combined with vitamin D and exercise. So there's a synergy among those three. Researchers, including geroscientist Steve Horvath. Steve Horvath is very well known for what is called the aging clock. It's a clock based on methylation, and it's used as a way, you can do a blood test, draw blood, and then ascertain whether your chronological age matches your biological age. And, of course, the desirable effect is, say, you're 60, but your biological age is 49. And that can be ascertained based on the aging clock test developed by Steve Horvath. And what they found, they published this in Nature Aging. The pair are co-authors in a study that showed that these three supplements, well, it's vitamin D and omega-3 plus exercise, when utilized over a three-year period, slowed biological aging by 3 to 4 months, particularly when combined with exercise. Okay? So the clock is called PhenoAge. It showed that older people avoided several months of biological aging over 3 years by taking a gram of polyunsaturated omega-3 fatty acids. And there was additional benefit from taking vitamin D, 2,000 international units per day, and engaging in 30 minutes of exercise three times a week. That's not a heavy lift. 30 minutes of exercise three times a week. Folks, you can do that. Together, the three treatments reduced biological aging by 2.9 to 3.8 months. Now, that doesn't sound like a lot, right? You say, well, yeah, I'll forget about that. I'll forgo the, you know, 3-4 months. But that is over a period of 3 years. So imagine doing it, the cumulative benefits of doing this over 5, 10, 15, 20 years. You could see some real increase in your lifespan and health span. The latest results, they say, complement previous studies which found that omega-3 lowered the rate of falls by 10%, reduced the rate of infections by up to 13%, and studies have also shown that omega-3 and vitamin D supplements combined with exercise reduce the risk of cancer. So there you have it. I mean, this is a simple strategy for extending lifespan and health span. And yes, exercise, a very important element, but supplements can amplify its benefits. 877-726-8255 is our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Winter is here, and so is all the coughing and sneezing it brings. Now's the time to make sure your immune system is as strong as it can be. You've heard me talk about how I've used Empower to supercharge my immune system. Now my friends at the Harmony Company have introduced a new and improved version of Empower called Empower Plus. This improved formula combines HCC, one of the most powerful mushroom extracts, with fermented wheat germ extract. Super concentrate, supercharging your immune system like never before. With more than 150 combined published research reports, Empower Plus will quickly give your immune system the super boost you need. So if you're looking for a way to handle whatever the winter throws at you, Empower Plus is the solution. For more information and to order, go to theharmonycompany.com. That's theharmonycompany.com. Or call 800-422-5518. 800-422-5518. Use coupon code HOFFMAN10 at checkout and get a 10% discount and free shipping. That's theharmonycompany.com for the new Empower Plus.
Have you ever heard someone say that probiotics didn't work for them?
Since all probiotics are not the same, the probiotic you choose can make the difference between superior results and no results. Look for an enriched formula containing these three key components for best results: probiotics, prebiotics, and postbiotics. A worldwide leader in microbiome health for over 40 years, Dr. Ohira's Probiotics is an enriched full-spectrum probiotic system fermenting multiple strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics. The result? Transformative postbiotic metabolites that maintain and support the biodiversity of flora in your gut for optimal digestion, gut-brain, and immune health. Dr. Ohira's, certified vegetarian, free of gluten, allergens, dairy, and GMOs. Get Dr. Ohira's probiotics today at Sprouts, Natural Grocers, Whole Foods, and other natural health retailers nationwide.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johanneson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Happy New Year, Redding, from your friends at Black Bear Diner, reminding you that if you're looking for more food, more fun, and more family, this is the place to be. You can count on a warm atmosphere and deliciously fresh home-style food. It's the perfect spot for every generation, with something for everyone. Come for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
Your care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Did you know? VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served.
My message to veterans, active duty, retired, is that really seriously look at the VA home loan program. I've done it 3 times now, so I'm a repeat customer. We found a house here that we felt be a great environment for our children to grow up in. It has been transformational to my family.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/home loans.
Wellness is just a click away. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. And if you call that number, you can record a question, and that will be an opportunity for you to participate in a subsequent program, as did this caller. Let's hear it.
I'm 76. Feel much younger because I'm in really great health and taking supplements and careful what my diet is. I'm a four-hour sleeper. Sometimes 3. I never sleep more than 5 hours once in a while, mostly 4 hours. I feel fantastic. I'm just a short sleeper. And my question is, I've tried everything A to Z, and I know about the light and all at night, no light. My question is there a homeopathic pellet I can take and which one to put under my tongue. I know it takes longer to work. Maybe it'll increase the sleep a little bit. I'm a short sleeper. Well, homeopathic pellet and which one to take. Thank you very much.
Wow. This guy doesn't even sound like Donald Trump. And yet he sleeps, you know, 3-4 hours a night. He seems to be fine. He's in good health. No, I'm just kidding. obviously, there's differences in the sleep requirements for different people. And for the most part, the vast majority of us are getting not enough sleep. And this is a historical development because with the development of lighting, you know, we used to have fires and candles. Now we have bright lights that we can turn on 24/7, and we have nightly entertainments that can keep us up, and we have mobile devices that we can peer into and get fascinating content into the wee hours of the night. We're experiencing sleep deprivation. And so, but... You know, I'm not saying necessarily that this person is at great peril because they have a habit of sleeping 4 hours per night. I'd have to take a look at their health parameters. I mean, things that can go awry when you have inadequate sleep. First of all, your metabolism deteriorates and you can develop insulin resistance. You can become more susceptible to weight gain, for example. Your appetite increases. And there may be accelerated brain aging because the brain doesn't have time to go through the process of brain cleansing that occurs when you sleep. There's actually a process by which the fluid circulates within your brain, takes out the garbage, and restores your brain. And you may actually also consolidate memory with additional sleep. I think during medical school and during medical training, we were done a great disservice because we're suffering from chronic sleep deprivation, which impairs our mental performance. And we thought that by pulling all-nighters and peering into books and memorizing things, we would do better on tests. And turns out the opposite is the case. If you sleep adequately, you lay down better memory tracks because sleep consolidates memory. But that being said, you know, what do you do? And this is a common problem. As people age, sometimes their sleep patterns deteriorate. And they... It's usually not so much they have trouble falling asleep. In fact, they fall asleep sometimes in the afternoon because if they don't have a job to go to, if they're retired, and they're sitting on the sofa, they'll just fall out and have a nap. Naps, are destructive to nighttime sleep, so you've got to be careful about limiting naps. But let's say you fall asleep at night, and then you wake up 3 a.m., and you're raring to go, but you've only slept a few hours. Well, what are some of the things you could do? Probably not a great idea to take melatonin. Melatonin is good to induce sleep, but it's not so great to take it at 3 in the morning because you may fool your body into believing that 3 a.m. is a proper sleep time. Melatonin is important in creating a circadian rhythm, and so it's best to take melatonin near bedtime. That's why travelers take it at the time that they intend to be at when they arrive at their destination, to prepare them to rejigger their body's time clock. So don't take melatonin at 3 a.m., but consider other things. I've got something that sometimes I resort to, because occasionally, especially if I have a lot on my mind, I may wake up at 3 and have some difficulty falling back asleep. I take something called Calm by one of our sponsors. It's by CV Sciences. Plus CBDOL.com is the website. The product is called Calm, and it combines CBD with theanine and 5-HTP. These are some things that can be helpful in the middle of the night to have a calmative effect. Theanine helps to create calm brain waves. 5-HTP is mildly sedating. And these are some things that you can take if you wake up in the middle of the night. Well, as to homeopathy involves very, very tiny doses of things in sometimes drops or tiny homeopathic pellets. And while there are homeopathic remedies that can help sleep, the best remedies are highly individualized. You see a homeopathic practitioner, he asks you a bunch of questions, finds out what your characteristics are, and may help to address your whatever imbalance you have with a homeopathic remedy. But I'm not a homeopath.
although that sounds synonymous with integrative medicine. Homeopathy is not naturopathy or functional medicine or integrative medicine. It's a branch unto its own. And so I'm not sure if there's a fix for your sleep problem with a homeopathic pellet. 877-726-8255, our number. You know, if you're ready to unlock a secret to youthful vitality, well, this is, you know, we just talked about NT Factor. And another thing that I team with NT Factor, because it really helps to support mitochondrial function, is Urolithin A. It's in a product called MitoPure, which is a revolutionary Urolithin A supplement from Timeline Nutrition. MitoPure works in a slightly different way. It works on mitophagy, which is your body's natural anti-aging pathway. But it also improves mitochondrial function. As we age, our cells can become damaged and dysfunctional. But with MitoPure, you can recycle these worn-out cells. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution. It's backed by over 15 years of robust scientific research. It can boost your cellular energy and enhance muscle strength and endurance, and even fight skin aging. They have great topical products as well as powders and capsules, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. I discovered MitoPure a couple of years ago after diving into the science of Urolithin A. Since then, it's become a vital part of my wellness routine. I don't go a day without it. So for more information and to order, visit timeline.com/Hoffman and use code Hoffman at checkout to receive 10% off MitoPure. Whether you're looking to support muscle health, I do believe it helps athletic performance. I have less in the way of downtime. My recovery times are improved after exercise. Or if you want to enhance your skin routine, you can invest in long-term vitality by getting MitoPure, which is your scientifically backed ally in the quest for slowing down the aging process. Visit timeline.com/Hoffman for MitoPure. Right, this item, you know, talking about challenging conditions, a very challenging condition is ovarian cancer. And if you don't catch it early, the prognosis is very poor. This is a study looking at the relationship between diet, healthy diet versus ovarian cancer. For advanced ovarian cancer, they did not find an advantage, but they did find that for early ovarian cancer, a healthy, less inflammatory diet may confer a survival benefit for individuals, but specifically those with early stage ovarian cancer, the eighth most common cause of female cancer death worldwide. So think diet if you've been diagnosed with ovarian cancer, particularly if it's an early stage, it may improve your prognosis.
Are you concerned about your blood pressure? Join the millions worldwide who have chosen Kyolic as a natural alternative to support their heart health. Why Kyolic? It works. Over 900 published scientific articles and research studies have shown that Kyolic aged garlic extract has a positive effect on cardiovascular risk factors such as high blood pressure, cholesterol, circulation, blood sugar balance, and more. Kyolic aged garlic extract, organically grown garlic, aged for up to 20 months for maximum purity and potency. Gentle on the stomach, easy to swallow capsules with no offensive garlic odor or taste. Visit Kyolic.com. That's Kyolic.com. Learn about Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure, as well as Kyolic's other cardiovascular formulas. Kyolic is sold at Sprouts, natural grocers, Whole Foods, and natural health stores everywhere. Also online. Get Kyolic Blood Pressure Health Formula 109. It works.
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Join Token's radio show every Tuesday night starting at 6 on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy Tuesday nights at 6 on KCNR.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump announces several religion-related actions in recent days.
During an appearance at last week's National Prayer Breakfast, the president announced he was creating a commission on religious freedom. Later that day, he signed an executive order aimed at stopping anti-Christian bias in the federal government. And on Friday, the president established a White House faith office. He also raised some eyebrows at the prayer breakfast when he said his Democratic opponents oppose religion and oppose God. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Julie Walker reports on the next government departments that Elon Musk will examine.
President Trump describes what Elon Musk is doing with DOGE, the Department of Government Efficiency, as terrific and says the next departments he will focus on are education and defense.
We're going to find billions, hundreds of billions of dollars of fraud and abuse.
Trump also tells Fox News Channel's Brett Baer that's what the American people elected him to do and that Musk is not getting anything out of it. I'm Julie Walker.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says illegal immigrants already at Guantanamo Bay will remain there until officials can reach agreements to return them to their home countries. Appearing on CNN's State of the Union, Noem said this could mean that they could be there for weeks. Secretary of State Marco Rubio will visit the Middle East next week. State Department says Rubio will be making his first trip to Israel and the Arab states and will also travel to the Munich Security Conference in Germany. A Royal Caribbean cruise ship docks in Florida with more than 90 sick passengers on board. The CDC said that most of the symptoms on the ship docked in Tampa were vomiting and diarrhea and lasted 24 hours. Officials ruled out norovirus. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Varies by plan. You contract
the- hear the term living better. What do you think about? More money, a bigger house, maybe a yacht? What about how you feel physically? How do you wake up each day? How do you sleep during the night? What activities you can and cannot do? When you feel good, life is good. So if pain is affecting your life, see how Relief Factor can help. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally, developed by doctors. It doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or even eliminate pain. How do I know? Absolutely am a customer. I take Relief Factor daily. No lower back pain for me anymore. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Give their 3-week quick start a try. It's only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Just one phone call. 800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF. Relief Factor. Relief wherever you're hurting. In 3 weeks or even days, Relief Factor can give you a chance to rediscover the true meaning of living better again. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF for the one and only Relief Factor.
The Eagles are celebrating their second Lombardi Trophy in franchise history. Philadelphia beat the Chiefs 40-22 in Super Bowl 59. Philly prevented Kansas City from completing its quest for the league's first ever three-peat. Investigators have made several arrests connected to heists involving big names in sports. Jason Walker has more.
Authorities say groups of thieves linked to South American gangs have been stealing jewelry and cash from luxury homes. They've been targeting the likes of superstars Patrick Mahomes and Luka Doncic. Federal authorities have just charged a group of Chilean men with stealing some $300,000 worth of items from the home of Cincinnati Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow. Officials in New York charged two men with fencing stolen items after raiding their pawn shop. Jason Walker reporting.
News and analysis at townhall.com. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise says House Republicans are pushing legislation to help control the flow of fentanyl into the country from southern and northern borders.
The majority leader said fentanyl is pouring across our southern border. But still, Democrats deny the problems that resulted from President Biden's open border policies and refuse to act on the mass poisoning of Americans. Scalise told reporters the president has a different approach.
President Trump laid this out when he issued more tariffs, using that as a weapon to get countries to work with us better on stopping the fentanyl.
He says Trump's policies are having a positive effect.
And you're seeing some of those countries actually respond and do a better job of stopping it from coming into our country and killing so many young people.
Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Southern California is preparing for another atmospheric river. Forecasters say there's growing confidence the storm will hit the region with heavy rain by the middle of the week. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The National Wild Turkey Federation 26th Annual Redding Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 1st at the Senior Citizen Center at 2290 Benton Drive in Redding. Doors open at 4:30 p.m. and dinner will be served at 6:30. Tickets and sponsorship tables are available by calling 530-526-8350 or get your tickets online at nwtf.org/events.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm your host, Greg Bell, and we open in the Lone Star State. And later we offer up the much-anticipated finale of the five-part Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar storyline, The Picture Postcard Matter. Directed by the father of actors James Keach and his older brother Stacy Keach Jr., this opening law enforcement series drew its scripts from real Texas Ranger case files. Here's the episode, The Broken Spur, from August 12, 1950.
Wheaties presents Joel McRae in Tales of the Texas Rangers. On stage tonight, transcribed from Hollywood, another in the Wheaties Big Parade of exciting half-hour presentations. Of the Texas Rangers, starring Joel McRae as Ranger Pearson. Texas, more than 260,000 square miles, and 50 men who make up the most famous and oldest law enforcement body in North America. Files of the Texas Rangers come these stories based on fact. Only names, dates, and places are fictitious for obvious reasons. The events themselves are a matter of record. Tonight's case, The Broken Spur.
Saturday night, June 5th, 1948. The time, 10 p.m. On a small ranch 10 miles south of Cranston, Irwin County, Texas, Milton Thomas was counting a large sum of money, preparatory to locking it up for the night. As he was counting, his dog Rags appeared to be nervous. Thomas tried to quiet him.
Rags, stop that. You're making me count wrong. 50, 100. What, Sam? What's the matter with you tonight? Now stop it. Quiet, Rags. Down. Who's there?
Casey.
What do you want, Casey?
I want to talk to you.
Seems to me it's awfully nice to be knocking at people's doors. Now, if it's about that
all right,
long...
get back in the room.
That gun, what are you trying to...
Get your dog back or off. Get back or you'll get the same thing. Get away from that dog. Give me that money.
No, I won't.
All right, you asked for it.
No, don't take it.
Shut up. Let go of my leg.
No.
I said let go.
No.
All right, then.
At 10:30 the same night, Milton Thomas's house was discovered on fire. The Cranston Fire Department was called. Next morning, the local sheriff, making a routine investigation, discovered the burnt remains of a broken chair next to Thomas's body. He ordered an autopsy. The results prompted him to call the Texas Rangers. Ranger Jace Pearson was assigned to the case and arrived at the scene of the fire early that afternoon.
Well, howdy, Ranger. I'm Sheriff Tackett.
Howdy. My name's Jace Pearson. Come on, I'll show you the house. Or what's left of it.
All right, folks, step back, please.
Shouldn't have all these people walking around here, Sheriff. Ruin any footprints there might be.
I had my deputy here just a few minutes ago, Pearson. I sent him down to get some coffee. All right, folks, step back away from the house, all of you. Now get back to the fence, please.
All burned out except for the wall, but
you may find something.
You said when you called you didn't think it was an accident.
I've been sheriff here for 18 years, and I'll stake my reputation it wasn't. It was arson to cover murder.
Based that on the autopsy?
Yep. Coroner couldn't find any trace of the carbon granules in the bronchial passages or lungs, and only the normal amount of carbon monoxide in the lungs.
Indicating Milt Thomas wasn't breathing when the fire started.
Right. This was the front door. Burned off the hinges and fell out.
That's funny.
What?
The lock on this door. Special kind. Takes a key on both sides. When the door is shut, you have to have a key to get out of the house as well as in.
Oh, that, yeah. Milt was a funny old galoot. Had them put on both doors. The windows had trick locks, too.
Why?
Well, folks say he kept a lot of money in the house. Maybe just a story.
This lock's still working. Let's look at the back door.
Oh, here's what's left of Milt's old iron safe.
It was open like that when you found it?
Yep. Empty, too.
This lock's not forced or broken.
Kind of hard to tell much about anything after the roof fell in.
Yeah, it's a mess, all right. Same kind of lock here on the back door. It's working, too.
Meaning whoever started the fire was locked in?
Well, look here. Whoever it was, here's where he went out. See that window glass outside on the ground? Let's climb out and look. See? The heat didn't break it. It's not crazed. It was knocked out from inside.
And do you think the killer was trapped inside?
Could have been, after he set fire to the place. How about footprints, Sheriff?
Oh, there's thousands of them. Volunteer firemen tramping around all during the fire.
Wait, here's something.
Huh. Looks like a spur row.
That's exactly what it is. Broken off a spur. Right below where the window was.
Maybe busted off by a man jumping out the window with his tail feathers on fire?
Maybe.
I don't envy you none, Pearson.
How come?
Well, as a clue, the spur row's probably mighty important.
But what, Sheriff?
I was just thinking. There probably ain't over 10 million spurs in the state of Texas with rows just like the one you got there in your hand.
Well, your figure may be a little high, Sheriff, but I get your point.
Hey, Jack. Yeah, what do you think you're doing, Jack?
What's the matter, Sheriff?
You know darn well what's the matter. I told you to keep back.
I was just looking around.
Well, stop kicking around those ashes. And the rest of you. That's evidence you're tramping on.
We didn't mean no harm.
Now listen, all of you. It's the last time I'm going to tell you. How'd you like it if we thought one of you was the criminal, coming back to the scene of the crime and deliberately trying to destroy evidence?
Oh.
Okay, then. Get back or get off the property altogether.
Books say that's generally not true, Sheriff.
Huh?
About the criminal in the scene of the crime. Happens only once in a thousand times.
Oh, I know it. I just want to throw a scare into him.
I see. Oh, by the way, who was that fellow you were talking to?
Him? His name's Casey. Jack Casey.
The sheriff and I went over the yard thoroughly, but any footprints the murderer might have left were trampled out by the firemen and the onlookers. Finally, some distance from the house, I found the place I was looking for.
Sheriff!
Huh?
Come over here.
What is it?
Look, here's where he took off from.
Footprints. Dug out in an awful hurry, too.
And his horse tethered to this tree. Seems to me any man who had legitimate business at the house would have tied up closer.
Yeah, that's logical.
Well, look here. Horse chewed on a tree. Mm-hmm. Might be a cribber. We find our man, we'll likely find a horse that chews on his feed bin.
See, these tracks head west toward Snake Creek.
You got a horse, Sheriff?
I can get one.
Good. I'll get mine out of the trailer. We're going to follow those hoof prints. Hold it, Sheriff. Keep your horse off that bank.
All right. What's the matter?
Boot prints. Good, fresh ones.
Oh, I thought for a minute you'd seen a moccasin. This stream's full of cotton hogs.
I'll take my kit and make some plaster molds of these prints. He dismounted here and led his horse across.
Yeah, probably afraid of slipping on those flat, mossy rocks.
Small foot, about size 7 or 8, I'd say. Odd track pattern, too. Not likely he was toting a heavy load. Probably a fat man.
Fat?
Yeah, look at his tracks. Deep, even in the dry places.
I make tracks as deep as those, way over 200, but I ain't exactly fat.
No, you're not fat, Sheriff. But what size boot do you wear?
11 and a half.
Do you ever see a man your height make a footprint this small?
Well, come to think of it, I don't suppose I ever did.
Now, wait a minute. That man who was poking around the ashes back at the house... Casey, was it?
Yeah, Jack Casey. What about him?
He's fat. Sheriff, was he driving a car or riding?
Casey was riding his old paint mare. Say, she's a cribber.
Then I'm going to need a warrant. As soon as I get this mold, I'm heading for town. Sheriff, either the books are wrong or this Casey is 1 in 1,000.
Operator, this is Jack Casey again. What about that call I've been trying to get through for the last hour and a half? Yeah, Moni, Texas, the Delta Sawmill Company. I know it's Sunday, but somebody's bound to be... Who's that?
Oh, Jack! What are you doing with that gun?
Oh, it's you. Operator. Hello, operator. Hey, you said you'd call me back every 20 minutes. It was over half hour last time. Well, keep trying.
Jack, who are you trying to call? And what are you doing with your shotgun?
Leave me alone, Martha.
Where you been since noon? You were supposed to meet me at the Tates for dinner.
I know it, but... Who's that?
Who is it?
Texas Ranger.
What? Jack, what have you done? Put that gun away.
Get in the back room.
You ain't fixing to shoot him, are you?
If I have to.
Jack, don't do it. Please, Jack, don't be...
Hold it, Ranger. Stay where you are.
Put that gun down, Casey.
You're not coming in here.
I got a warrant here that says I can. And I am.
Jack, put it down.
Let go of that barrel.
Grab me, Ranger.
Give me that.
You all right, ma'am?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Shotgun's a nasty thing to carry around cocked. I'll just take this. I want to look around a little. That's your bedroom?
Yeah.
Come on. Paint mare outside yours?
Yes, it is.
Are these your boots?
Mm-hmm.
How'd you break this spur?
Huh? Well, I didn't know it was broken.
I'll take these boots along.
You want me to get it, Jack?
No.
Isn't somebody going to answer it?
Yeah, sure. Hello? What? Never mind, cancel it.
You better come along with me, Casey.
What's this all about, Ranger? Where are you taking Jack?
He thinks somebody killed Milt Thomas. To be exact, he thinks I did.
No!
You seem to know some of the answers.
Some of them. Before we go, Ranger, I'd like to ask you one question.
Sure.
What time did this so-called murder take place?
About 10 o'clock last night.
10 o'clock? Well, that's
when we were... I'll handle this, Martha. Suppose I can prove where I was last night.
We're just as anxious to prove a man innocent as guilty, Casey. Do you have any witnesses?
About 300 of them. At 10 o'clock last night, I was sitting in the Cranston High School auditorium watching my niece graduate.
Casey stuck to the alibi that he'd been at the graduation the night before, but I already had enough evidence to take him in. While the sheriff was out asking questions around town, I tried to break down Casey's story.
I tell you, I was there.
All right, take it easy, Casey. Let's assume for a minute you were. And how do you account for the boot prints made by your boots and found near the scene of the crime?
Lots of people wear boots. Could have been anybody.
I'm afraid not. You see, I made plaster casts of those prints, and the boots, the ones you admitted were yours, matched the prints to the last nail mark.
I've tramped around this part of the country a lot of times. They could have been old prints.
Uh-uh. These were fresh prints. Well, what about it?
I don't know.
All right, then. What about the row we found just outside Thomas' house? One broken off your spur.
I don't know anything about that either.
There's no point in withholding information, Casey. You know we'll find out about it sooner or later.
How you doing, Pearson? Casey decided to come clean?
Not yet. What about the niece, Sheriff?
The neighbors say she and her family left on a vacation early this morning.
You know anything about that, Casey?
No. Too bad. Because I've had several interesting chats. Casey, I've just talked to four people who were at the graduation exercises last night. Four people who know you. And not one of them remembers seeing you there.
I was at the high school last night, I tell you.
Casey, the sheriff's talked to four people who didn't see you. Well, who did?
I don't know. It was dark in the auditorium.
Didn't you speak to anybody?
No. Thing had already started. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah. I talked to one of the ushers.
What was his name?
Wasn't it him, it was a her. One of the high school girls. She's wearing a long pink dress.
Sheriff, who's the principal of the high school?
Mr. Schott. Warren Schott.
All right, lock Casey up. I'm going to find out who the ushers were, and especially the little girl with the long pink dress.
You're listening to Tales of the Texas Rangers. We'll be back with more of our story right after this.
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Jones's Fort Gunshot, serving Shasta County for over 50 years. It's a new year, and we are very excited about the new leadership for our nation. Jones's Fort is offering Hornady 5.56 NATO 75 grain tap precision ammunition on sale now for just $199 a case. That's right, $199 a case. This ammo delivers phenomenal performance for your AR-15 style rifle. Jones's Fort, serving all your firearm needs since 1962. And yes, Jones's Fort will pay for your ammo background check.
Since 1938, Jack's Grill has served Hungry Appetite's fabulous steaks. Fork tender filet mignon, juicy New York steak, or brochet of beef, all cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile. Maybe you prefer deep-fried prawns or southern fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato, or french fries in a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with a homemade dressing of your choice. Whatever you're in the mood for, meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, open Monday through Saturday.
A Reading landmark for over 80 years in their historical location on California Street in downtown Reading.
Support Real Journalism. Mountaintop Media is getting the truth out in Shasta County. Come join us for a fantastic fundraising dinner and live auction Saturday, February 15th at the Anderson VFW. Tickets are just $40 or a table of eight for $300. Tickets are available at Jones Fort, Northern Roots, or you can call 530-638-4150. 530-638-4150. Mountaintop Media, getting the truth out.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. you and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
And now let's get back to Act Two of Tales of the Texas Rangers on When Radio Was.
Why, yes, sir. I remember Mr. Casey being there with Mrs. Casey.
Are you sure, Ella Mae? This is very important.
Well, sure, I'm sure. They came in late and had to wait until the invocation was over. And then he asked for an aisle seat. He said he couldn't climb over people. He's so... Well, you know.
Yeah, I know. And he didn't leave at any time during the exercises.
Not until near the end. They left just before the recessional while everybody was standing and singing the class song.
What time was that?
Oh, a few minutes before 11.
All right. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Was I any help, Ranger?
Yes, Ella Mae. You were a big help. I was stuck. It looked like I was going to have to release Casey. Then I remembered something. The phone call that came in while I was out at Casey's place. The one he'd been reluctant to answer. I dropped by the Cranston telephone office.
This is the call you wanted, Ranger.
What was it?
Mr. Jack Casey placed a call to the Delta Sawmill Company in Moni, Texas at 2:22 p.m. today. There was no answer, and when the Moni operator did get through, she called back at 3:40. But Mr. Casey had canceled it.
Do you know who the call was for?
Yes, sir. It was person to person to Mr. Ben Casey.
Ben Casey?
Mr. Jack Casey's son.
Son? Well, do you know him?
I used to.
When?
Well, we went to high school together. Some of my girlfriends and I used to go places with Ben's bunch, but my mother made me stop. She said he wasn't the kind of boy that girls should run around with.
I see.
And he finally left home. Couldn't get along with his stepmother.
Oh, then Mrs. Casey's not his mother.
Oh, no, Ranger. They used to fight. Oh.
Go on. This may be very important.
Well, I heard that she and Ben fought all the time, and then one day after they had a big fight, Ben packed up and left.
Well, when was this?
I reckon it was a couple of years ago. He went down to Moni then and got a job at that sawmill there.
What does this Ben look like?
He's a spitting image of his father and just as fat, too.
Have you seen him lately?
I saw him at the bus station. His father came and picked him up.
When?
Let's see, day before yesterday. Friday.
There was no doubt now why Jack Casey wasn't talking. He was protecting his own son. I put a call through to Mrs. Casey and met her at the sheriff's office.
I ain't saying this because he ain't my flesh and blood, Ranger, but Ben's bad through and through. I might have knowed he was the one killed Milt Thomas.
Mrs. Casey, tell me about Ben. He came in Friday, didn't he?
Yeah. Come in on the bus and stayed over Saturday. He wanted to borrow money. He's always broke. Gambles.
That's right, Pearson. Picked him up a couple of times for gambling.
Go on, Miss Casey.
Well, like I say, he wanted to borrow $50 from Jack, but Jack didn't have it. He just paid off a note to Milt Thomas, and he was kind of strapped.
Oh, your husband owed Thomas money?
Yes, but it was the last payment. Jack was joking about how Thomas always wanted cash money, didn't trust checks.
Did Ben hear him say this?
He sure did, Sheriff. And then he sucked around all day Saturday until we was getting ready to go to the commencement that night. And just before we left, he said he was going to use Jack's horse to go for a ride.
At night?
Yeah, seems strange to me, too. And then he asked, could he borrow a pair of Jack's boots? He was wearing flat heel shoes.
They were the same size?
Oh, have, ever since I can remember. Well, anyway, we went on to the graduation. And when we got home, the mare was in the barn, still saddled, all sweaty. Looked like she'd been run almost to death. And Jack's boots were tossed on the floor, and Ben was gone.
All right, Miss Casey. That's all for now, and thanks.
You're welcome.
Come on, Sheriff. We're going on a little trip. Sheriff Taxon and I piled into my car and headed for Moni. As soon as we got out on the highway, I put in a call to my headquarters. Unit 10 to KTXA. Unit 10 to KTXA.
KTXA to Unit 10. Go ahead, Unit 10.
Unit 10 leaving Cranston State Highway 22 en route to Moni. Investigating murder suspect believed in vicinity of Delta Sawmill. Will keep KTXA informed. Unit 10, 10-4.
Okay. KTXA, Austin.
KTXA, Sheriff, Austin, you know young Casey by sight, don't you?
I watched him grow up.
Good. If he's gone and we have to comb for him, I don't want to turn up the wrong fat man again.
Oh, you'd know him now, after seeing his father. Except for age, they're the same.
You mean except for age and the fact that the young one's a murderer? When we reached the sawmill, the moon was up. A full moon. There was a light burning through the window of one shack at the edge of the camp. We pulled up there and got out of the car and went in.
Well, howdy, Ranger, Sheriff.
All right. We're looking for a man named Casey.
Ben Casey?
Yeah, you're on?
I don't know for sure. Sleeps in the big bunkhouse down the line.
Which bunk?
I'll show you if you like.
Fine. Sheriff, maybe you better take a look through the mess hall. That boy like him might be fixing a late snack. If you don't find him, come up and meet me. And if you do find him, call me before you try and take him.
Right.
Bunkhouse is this way.
No light in the place.
Well, some of the boys was going into town for a moonlight dance. Don't know if Ben went with them or not.
Has he been packing any money that you know of?
Well, yeah, come to think of it, he had quite a bit. Said he hit it lucky in a dice game and that... Well, he did get it in the dice game, didn't he?
If he did, the other fella never got a chance to roll him.
Oh? Here we are. I'll light this lamp for you. Ben sleeps in that third bunk on the right.
Thanks. I'll wait for him.
All right, I'll get back to my books and just entering a shipment that's being hauled out tonight. That's why you found me working.
Go ahead. But if you see Casey, don't mention I'm here. The foreman went back to his shack and I ripped Ben Casey's bunk apart. There was nothing in the bunk or the covering. I dragged the footlocker out from underneath and was bending over it when...
All right, Ranger, up with it, and don't turn around.
They're up.
What are you doing here?
If you're Ben Casey, you know what I'm doing. This is the end of the road, boy.
I'll take that lantern.
I'd be careful with that, Ben. Remember what happened the last time you dropped a lantern?
You're pretty smart, ain't you, mister? But I'm smart, too. Here's a present for you.
The edge of the bunk and the flaming kerosene splashed over me. I beat the flames out with my hands and dove for the door. He'd rammed something against the outside of it. When I forced it open, I stumbled over a heavy log bench he'd used as a barricade.
Hey, Ranger, what is it?
Casey! You see him, Sheriff?
Well, somebody went off that way toward the rail siding.
Let's go! We spotted him swinging up the side of a flat car as the train hit the main line and started to roll. We grabbed onto one of the last cars and scrambled to the top and started to work our way forward.
There he is, about five cars ahead.
I can't see him. Kerosene scorched my eyes.
He can see us, all right. He's shooting.
Drop flat. We'll crawl up on him. He can't go any farther than the length of the train.
There it goes. He's jumping.
I see him. I'm going after him.
Well, I'm coming with you. He's breaking from the wheel.
Can you see?
No, but he's close. About 10 yards in, not moving. Keep low. We're silhouetted good against this clearing.
What you doing, Pearson?
Taking off my jacket. See if you can find a stick about 5 feet long.
Well, here's a dead branch. This do?
Fine. Give it to me.
What you fixing to do?
I'm going to put this branch through my coat sleeves like this. Here. When I tell you, hold it up.
I get it. Something for him to shoot at, huh?
Right. I'll fire at his gun flash.
All right, Casey. Come out with your hands up. This is your last chance, Casey.
Okay, Sheriff. Lift the coat.
You got him.
Come on.
Don't shoot, Ranger. Don't kill him. Oh, please give me a chance.
Like you gave Milt Thomas? It was a short train ride, Casey, but I got a hunch you'll get a longer one soon. Come on. Then Casey confessed to the murder of Milt Thomas. On August 2nd, 1948, he entered Huntsville Penitentiary. His sentence, life imprisonment.
Broken Spur from August 12, 1950, starring Joel McRae as Jace Pearson. Tales of the Texas Rangers was written by Joel Murcott and directed by Stacy Keach Sr., the father of actor Stacy Keach Jr., and his younger brother, James. Well, I'm Greg Bell, and up next on Wind Radio was our weekly visit with Bob Bailey as Johnny Dollar. We're once again at the end of a five-part storyline. We'll present the finale of the Picture Postcard Matter right after this break.
Do you like a good detective story?
Osric Tragen's murderer is right here among us.
What?
Talking about you, what? Silly
Debrick, girl. Are you sure?
I'm sure, Finn. I know who did it, and I know how to prove it. But I'm going to need your help.
Do you like a little danger?
Shot so close it lifts the brim of my hat. I dive for cover into the flower bed beside the house, and I play dead. Nothing happens for 30 seconds. Then I hear a twig snap somewhere near the gravel driveway. I slowly turn my head to the left and I see him silhouetted in the moonlight. Guy's standing there with his rifle in one hand and a handgun in the other. He's coming to put another slug in me to be sure that I'm dead. I ease my gun up to firing position. If I miss him or wound him, it's going to be all over for me.
Perhaps you should investigate Radio Spirit's 8-CD collection, Imagination Theater, The Investigators. 22 cases of crime from Sherlock Holmes, Harry Nile, Hillary Kane, Dameron, Mr. Darnborough, and more. It's New Time Radio in the old time style, and it's some of producer Jim French's best work.
Now I'm walking back through the fog that boils up through the Vieux Carré from the Mississippi. Makes me feel like I'm the only human alive on Bourbon Street at 3 a.m. Only I'm not.
Imagination Theater, The Investigators, is regularly $31.95. But When Radio Was listeners can get it today for only $15.98. That's half price. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code DANGER77.
There is an element of danger, but mostly it's just more of a puzzle than anything else.
Get your copy of Imagination Theater, The Investigators today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code DANGER77. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel.
Gotta love that first cup of coffee in the morning. And the folks at Breville have added a little high tech to your cup of joe, so it's perfect every time. I caught up with Karina Oderico from Breville, the makers of the Barista Touch Impress.
It's an espresso machine that guides you from bean to cup in the most easiest way, using the latest innovation, which is the Impress Puck system. It has barista guidance and also the automated milk feature with alternative milk settings. What we did was simplify the process, and we developed the Impress Puck system that automates the grinding, dosing, and tamping. But we did leave the tamp lever as a manual operation so the consumer can still engage with the product, plus an interactive touch screen with barista guidance to help the consumer step by step.
Check out the Barista Touch Impress at Breville.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
Welcome back to Wind Radio Was It, our weekly visit with Bob Bailey as Johnny Dollar. All good things must come to an end. So we're indeed now ready for the fifth and final installment of the Picture Postcard Matter. It originally played out in October of 1956. Let's see how it all turns out.
From Hollywood, it's time now for...
Johnny Dollar.
This is Otto, the innkeeper, Herr Dollar.
Oh, good.
I was away from the desk for a few minutes and just received the message that you called.
Look, Otto, I'm at the little hotel down in the village.
You're not planning to move out of the Kleibach Inn, I hope.
No, no, listen. I want you to do me a favor.
Of course.
Have you seen Jeffrey Harris?
The English gentleman? No.
Then keep a sharp eye out for him.
Oh.
Yeah, and the minute he gets back to the inn, call me. But don't let him know you're calling me.
Whatever you say, Herr Dollar, but is something wrong?
Plenty. This man named Gruner I've been looking for.
You have found
him? I've found him, all right. Dead.
What?
And it looks like his killer is here at this hotel.
Tonight, and every weekday night, Bob Bailey in the transcribed adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account. America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Expense account submitted by Special Investigator Johnny Dollar, location Kleibach, Switzerland. To the Home Office Global Casualty, Hartford, Connecticut. Assignment, the picture postcard matter. Expense account continued. The murder of Gruner meant that I had lost the one solid lead I had on the whole case. Unless, of course, I could round up whoever put him away. Item 10, $1 to the desk clerk for watching the rear entrance of the hotel in case the killer should try to get out that way.
What are you going to do, Johnny?
Go upstairs and take a look.
I'm coming with you.
No, stay here.
I won't. I'm coming with you.
All right, I don't have time to argue. Now tell me again just what happened, Ilse.
You realized we were being followed along the street. You decided to wait in that alley, and I was to cut through to this street and go back to the inn.
Yeah. Go on.
Well, when I got to the street, I heard a man cry out. Then I saw Gruner fall from an upstairs window. He was dead.
He fell from a corner room?
Yes.
Well, that'd be this door over here. Okay. Get back against the wall, Olson.
All right. Be careful, Johnny.
Yeah. Empty.
Maybe one of the other rooms, Johnny.
Yeah. Hey. Somebody just locked up.
That was down the hall.
Yeah, come on. The room at the end. Get back, Olson. Gone.
The window.
Yeah. Oh, great. A fire escape. Uh-oh.
You see someone,
Just
Johnny?
A flash as he disappeared around the corner.
Could you recognize
him?
There
wasn't much light, but it looked like the big boy who jumped me back in Zurich.
Then it was he who killed Gruner.
Could be. And Gruner was my last lead to those stolen diamonds.
You think that man who got away now has them?
I don't know. If he does and tries to leave town, Inspector Honegger's man will pick him up at the railroad station. Well, let's go back to the inn. We did, but only because it meant being someplace where I could quietly sit down and think, try to put together and make sense out of what meager information I had. But the more I thought about it, the more I realized that I was starving.
More coffee, Johnny?
Hmm? No, thanks.
What's the matter, Johnny?
Oh, what's the matter is I'm beat.
The stolen diamonds.
Unless I can figure out the meaning of those picture postcards Gruner sent to Sebastian, I've licked. And so far, I've drawn nothing but big blanks on them.
Postcard? You didn't say anything to me about postcards.
I know, Elsa. Well, look, you may as well know it. Right now, you're about my last hope. You claim you weren't involved in any of this, that you want to help me.
Oh, yes, Johnny, and I mean it.
Okay, here's your chance to prove it.
How?
Take a look at these postcards. They're all addressed to your dead pal, Sebastian.
Sent to him by Gruner.
That's right.
A picture of the Kleibach in here, and a picture of the ski hut on the ridge.
Do they mean anything to you?
Well, they're staying here at the inn, and I have seen the ski hut on the ridge. Beyond that, nothing.
You're sure?
Yes. What is it all about, Johnny? The postcards, I mean.
Sebastian and Gruner were together in the diamond robbery back in Zurich. Then they split up. Gruner hid the diamonds and sent these postcards to Sebastian. They're supposed to be the key to the location of the diamonds.
And now both Sebastian and Gruner are dead.
Which means that if I can't figure out this key, I'll probably never recover those stones.
You told me this morning you thought there were others after the diamonds.
Yeah, and they probably knocked off Sebastian and Gruner trying to get them.
These postcards, the inn and the ski hut. Have you searched this inn?
As well as I could.
And the ski hut?
When I got there, the place had been ransacked. Oh. Somebody beat me to it. I saw Jeffrey Harris in the vicinity on my way up to the hut.
The Englishman?
Yeah. He could be my boy. Maybe whoever knocked off Gruner in the village was working for him.
Maybe Mr. Harris already has the diamonds in.
I hope to find out, if and when he comes back here to the inn. I somehow doubt that he's found them, though. They went after Gruner after the ski hut was ransacked.
And that would indicate they are still looking for them. Yes. The inn and the ski hut. Wait, Johnny. Perhaps the diamonds are somewhere on a line between the two places.
I thought of that, but it doesn't work. You can't see the ski hut from here at the inn. A ridge cuts it off. And where on a line between the two? They're about 5 miles apart.
I wonder if...
Hold it, Elsa.
What is it?
Jeffrey Harris, just coming in. See you later, Elsa.
Well, 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 it's the dollar chap.
Yeah, that's right, Harris. The dollar chap.
Enjoying your stay at Clyback, old man?
Well, let's say it's been interesting.
Delightful place, really. I'm a bit of a mountain climber, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, you do? Oh, I didn't think my reputation had spread that much. Oh, I'm really just an amateur, but it's great fun.
You did some climbing today, I believe.
Yes, matter of fact, I did. Splendid face of rock up there. It gave me quite a workout.
And you were down in the village this evening?
Oh, yes. I say, old chap, you seem to be rather an inquisitive sort. Why all the questions, huh?
Well, this morning I got shot at up on the ridge.
What's that?
This evening a man was murdered in the village. Both times you were in the vicinity.
Oh, now, look here, Dollar. Let's not be absurd, right? I'm sorry that someone was potting away at you this morning, but I assure you I had nothing to do with it, and I didn't even know about the murder in the village.
Plus the fact you've been pretty interested in me ever since I arrived here at the inn.
Yes, but I've explained all that. I thought at first that you might be my old friend, Bunny Dollar, from London.
Look, let's quit talking about old Bunny Dollar and start talking about that rifle of yours with a telescopic sight.
Don't be ridiculous, old boy. I don't have any rifle.
Well, I just happened to have found one in your closet today.
I say, you are a snooper, aren't you? But you must have gotten to the wrong closet. I tell you, I don't own a rifle.
It was there, all right, and it was your closet.
Well, then somebody left it there by mistake. Now, look here, Dollar. I haven't the slightest idea what you're driving at, but I assure you I am in no way involved. And I must say, I don't care for your attitude or behavior. And to think I had you confused with old Bunny. Oh, you're not in the least like him. You're prowling in my closet.
I guess I drew a blank there. Elsa, where did she...
A dollar.
Oh, Otto. Where did Elsa go?
I do not know. She was sitting there a few minutes ago. Perhaps she went up to her room.
Yeah.
Herr Dollar, this man you were looking for, Gruner...
I'm not looking for him anymore, Otto. Like I told you over the phone, he got himself killed in the village this evening.
I know. And that is what made me think you might be interested in this.
Oh, hey, another postcard. Where'd you get it?
It arrived today. It was addressed to the man called Sebastian in care of my inn.
That means Gruner didn't know Sebastian was dead. Hey, this could be the missing part of the key.
Key?
Picture of the village square.
Does that mean something to you, Herr Dollar?
I'm sure it means something, all right. But I'm not sure what.
Time to take a short break on this Johnny Dollar episode. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you'll find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
The National Wild Turkey Federation 26th Annual Redding Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 1st at the Senior Citizen Center at 2290 Benton Drive in Redding. Doors open at 4:30 p.m. and dinner will be served at 6:30. Tickets and sponsorship tables are available by calling 530-526-8350 or get your tickets online at nwtf.org/events.
And now let's get back to Bob Bailey starring in Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, on When Radio Was.
I went to my room and put the three postcards side by side. The inn, the ski hut on the ridge, and the village square. The trouble was I couldn't be sure this was all there was to the key. Maybe Gruner had planned to send more cards, but he wouldn't be sending any now. Yeah, from any point of view, I was getting nowhere. Then I stopped cold. Point of view. I looked at the cards again. You couldn't see the ski hut from the inn, and you couldn't see the inn from the village. But maybe, just maybe, there was some point from which you could see all three. I went downstairs and outside. It was a moonlight night. I started walking slowly toward the village, keeping the inn in sight behind me. Finally, I came to a point in the road where I could see both the inn and the village square in the distance. But I still couldn't see the ski hut. There was a ridge in the way. I started cutting across a field. It looked like a little deserted farm. A shed loomed up in front of me, a small, broken-down barn. And then, just as I got to the barn, the ski hut on the ridge came into view. I stopped and checked. Yeah, I could see the inn, the village square, and the ski hut. And this was the one point from which the scenes on all three postcards were visible. This had to be it. I went inside. The barn was empty, except for some straw in one corner. I ran my hands through it, and I pulled out a leather case. The moonlight streaming through the broken roof told me I finally found the uncut diamonds. Somebody outside. I froze against the wall in the shadow. He came in. I let him get close. Then I dove at him. I gave him a couple to the midsection and a couple. I dragged him to his feet.
Let's go off.
Well, my old friend who jumped me back in Zurich. Who are you? Come on.
No, don't. I am Anton.
Your outfit was trying to get the diamonds away from Sebastian's boys, huh?
Yes.
When you jumped me in Zurich, you thought I had them. Then you followed me here to Kleibach. And you killed Gruner trying to make him talk. Okay, who are you working for? Spill it.
Nobody. I am working alone.
Don't give me that. You haven't the brains to mastermind a deal like this. Now, who's the boss?
I can't tell you.
Open up, Anton. Oh. Start talking.
That is enough, Herr Dollar.
What? Otto.
Stand very still.
Well... So the little innkeeper is Anton's boss.
You stupid fool, Anton.
Well, what could I do, Otto? I didn't know he had me approaching.
One blunder after another.
But I
think I get it now, Otto. It was you who shot at me up at the ridge this morning. Then you planted the rifle in the Englishman's room.
I realized after I had missed that perhaps it was just as well, darling.
Sure. You realized I might be able to help you. You couldn't figure out the location of the stones, although you had one of the postcards. But you knew I had the other two and might be able to figure out the three of them.
Why not?
So you gave me the third card, hoping I'd lead you to the diamonds.
Which you very obligingly did.
Give me the diamonds, Dollar.
I will take them. Stand back, Anton.
What? But Otto...
Sure. You don't think he's really going to split with you, do you, Anton?
What do you mean? Otto...
Stay where you are, Anton. You have served your purpose.
After all I have done for you, what? You stand back!
Anton started for Otto, who took his eyes off for a second. That's what I was waiting for. I dove at him just as his gun went off. Anton crumpled, and after a fist in his face, Otto did likewise. I knelt down and picked up his gun.
Dollar.
All right, Otto, just hold it where you are.
But my shoulder, I'm hurt.
Don't worry, Anton. There's enough of you left to talk to the police. And you know, I got a hunch you're going to be a real cooperative witness.
Mm-hmm.
Expense account, 14th and final item, $678.50. Transportation and incidentals home. Total expenses, $1,723 even. Remarks? Otto and Anton were turned over to Police Inspector Honiger. The diamonds are in safekeeping. About Otto. Well, greed is one of the seven deadly sins. It sure turned out to be the deadliest one for Otto. About Elsa? Well, please consider me available for any future assignments in Switzerland. End of report. Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey, is transcribed in Hollywood. Written by Robert Reif, it is produced and directed by Jack Johnstone. Heard in our cast were Lucille Meredith, Victor Perrin, Forrest Lewis, Stan Jones, and Ben Wright. Musical supervision by Amerigo Marino. Be sure to join us on Monday night, same time and station, for another exciting story of yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Roy Rowan speaking.
The finale of the Picture Postcard Matter from October 1956. We will debut another Yours Truly Johnny Dollar storyline at the same time and day on your local radio station next week. I'm Greg Bell, and in addition to radio, actress Lucille Meredith did a fair amount of television work, including the recurring role of Judge Irene Sawyer on a 1980s and 90s courtroom series, starring a comedy legend playing a very expensive but well worth it criminal defense attorney. I'll name that familiar fella and his program, and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
MusicRewind.com introduces That's Rock and Roll, a 3-CD collection of the all-time greatest rock hits. Experience music from some of the most important rock and roll trailblazers, such as Elvis Presley, Little Richard, Fats Domino, The Four Seasons, Chuck Berry, Connie Francis, The Everly Brothers, and so many more. That's Rock and Roll today for the low price of $19.98. Order now at MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 and receive a bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code ROCK77. That's Rock and Roll now to take a seat cruise with Frankie Ford while dancing in your blue suede shoes with Carl Perkins or run away with Del Shannon. Just go to MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 to pay just $19.98. Don't forget promo code ROCK77 to save on shipping. MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 now. Enjoy 74 original recordings for only $19.98. Remember, promo code ROCK77 for reduced shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
I'm Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. For those of you working in the business of senior care, I have an amazing opportunity for you. If you have ever thought about owning your own business, this is for you. If you're a nursing home administrator, assisted living executive director, sales and marketing representative, director of nursing, or director of social services, this is what we do. We help our clients find the right senior care community. We're not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. We're currently offering special incentives for the first 5 franchise owners. I call it the Founders Club. Take advantage of this amazing incentive and opportunity. For more information about owning your own senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Welcome back to Win Radio Wazzer. Before the break, we were talking about actress Lucille Meredith. We had her alongside Bob Bailey as Johnny Dollar in the picture Postcard Matter. Anna mentioned later in life she would be seen in the recurring role of Judge Irene Sawyer on a 1980s and 90s courtroom television show, starring a comedy legend playing a criminal defense attorney. His name is Andy Griffith, and the series was Matlock. I'm Greg Bell, and that'll do it. But hey, remember to stop by the website, whenradiowas.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by Radiospirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.